Comedian!
The Upper Room!
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, damn. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome into another funky, fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight begins the holiday season. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, the very first show of December. You know, December is all about celebrations. And it's all about making you laugh. And tonight, our QOD is a pretty cool one. If you could star on a sitcom from the past, which one would you star in? And what would be the name of your character? And what would be your M.O.? Yeah, I mean, what purpose would you serve on the show? Oh, that's going to be fun tonight. Come on in and get it. Plus, you know, we keep you always updated with the latest weather. We also have a news update coming for you, coming to you, I should say, in a couple of seconds. The weather update is about 30 minutes away. And tonight we have a very special edition of Family First with our very own Kathleen Williams. Should be fun. Folks, let me tell you something. It's time to get the party started. It is time to get the party started. Are you ready? Because we're coming, we're coming, we're coming. 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 We're here, T.O., let's get this thing started, right?
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
Boom! Never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on TGR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama is turning his attention back to a couple of long-standing negative trends in American life, income inequality, and with it what he contends is a lack of upward mobility. Here's more. Lyson has more.
President Obama told a familiar and depressing story, describing Americans who feel the deck is stacked against them and that the American dream just isn't possible anymore. It's a relentless trend, he says, that has gone on for decades.
That is a dangerous and growing inequality and lack of upward mobility that has jeopardized middle-class America's basic bargain, that if you work hard, you have a chance to get ahead.
The president says this is the defining challenge of our time. And to address it, he asked Congress once again to fund universal preschool, invest in education and infrastructure, and raise the minimum wage. None of that is likely anytime soon, but the president says he'll continue to focus on these issues for the rest of his term. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
As chilling temperatures sweep across much of the western U.S., thousands of people in southeastern Idaho and western Montana were without power today. Boise State Public Radio's Emily Ritter Saunders reports power is being slowly restored, though.
Temperatures across southern Idaho early Wednesday morning ranged from a low of minus 24 to just below freezing. At the peak of the outage, nearly 50,000 people in and around Idaho Falls were without power. The outage was caused by a faulty circuit breaker at a Rocky Mountain Power substation. The company shut down power as a precautionary measure, leaving customers to deal with freezing temperatures. Forecast highs are predicted in the teens and low 20s, but when factoring in wind chill, southern Idaho temperatures could be well below zero. For NPR News, I'm Emily Ritter Saunders in Boise.
Weekly and crucial monthly government jobs numbers aren't due out till later this week, but a private sector jobs report today is giving some reason for optimism. Payroll processing firm ADP says its survey shows big gains in both manufacturing and construction last month, which it says helped to create an additional 215,000 jobs. Scott Brown's an economist at Raymond James & Associates.
This is an upside surprise with upside revisions, and it's going to likely set a tone for the markets, at least, of looking for a strong number on Friday.
ADP also revised upwards its October jobs numbers. While the ADP report often diverges from the more comprehensive government report, figures still suggest hiring remained healthy last month. Americans were buying more new homes in October. After 3 months of relatively soft sales, the government says sales of new homes shot up more than 25% to a seasonally adjusted 444,000 units. It was the biggest monthly percentage gain in sales of new single-family homes since May of 1980. Stocks slipped again today with the broad market off for a fourth straight session as investors appear to be taking stock and worrying about whether the recent run-up in Wall Street may have gone too far. The Dow was down 24 points. The S&P 500 lost 2 points. This is NPR.
Hi, you're listening to Family First with Kathleen Williams. We are who our children are becoming. You are who your children are becoming. Have you noticed that the children of doctors tend to become doctors? The children of lawyers tend to become lawyers, and the children of auto mechanics tend to become auto mechanics, and they're really, really good with cars. Well, the children of overweight adults, yeah, they tend to become overweight adults. When you're thinking about what's best for your children and how to raise them to become the best, healthy, educated, confident, well-balanced person that they could ever be, the smartest thing that you can do is look in the mirror. Are you the best, most confident, healthy, educated, balanced person that you can be? Well, your children are watching you. They're taking their example from you. You inspire them. So when you're thinking about the best thing that you can do for your children, the best thing is to be the best person that you can be. You can read more about tips like these in my new book, Single Mother, the New Father. It's available on my website, KathleenWilliams.com. That's Kathleen with a C, KathleenWilliams.com. Inspire your children. That's the best thing that you can do to help them to become the best adult that they can be. You've been listening to Family First with Kathleen Williams. See you next time.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, I'm going to tell you something, bro. This may come to a joy for you, but most of the people out there in the TGRS Nation would not like to hear this. Let me tell you something, bruh. My mouth hurt, man. I got a damn bump on my damn tongue. And when I tell you, every time I open my lips, man, my mouth is killing me, man. So,
quit
like I said,
booty, it wouldn't be like that, man.
Okay, look, let me tell you something, bruh. I have very limited words tonight, so I'm not going to let you steal my joy.
Quit bumping your gums, damn booty bumper. Booty gums.
Even hurts when I do that. Mr. Elias, what have you done today?
I went to work and fought the good fight. That's what I did. What the hell
did you win the good fight?
I surely did. I didn't flinch first, so I won the good fight. How about that?
So what do you mean you didn't flinch first? What does that mean?
Well, hey, we had a new boss, man, and he tried to exercise.
Try to fire you?
He tried to exercise his authority, and I tried to get mine back, so he flinched first. He lost.
What the hell does that mean? Okay, so what do you mean he tried to exercise his authority? He tried to tell you to do something, and you said you're not going to do it? I mean, what the hell are you talking about, Mr. Elias?
He told me, he said, look, from now on, we're all going to start taking a bunch of the same time. Not according to my contract, partner. You got to know your contract before you come in and start muscling me around, partner. And I'm the union steward, too, so I had to muscle him back. So, hell, he came to me today and told me, he said, hey, look, I just want to work with you. I don't want to fight with you. That's okay. That's cool.
Oh, man, you should have fired your big black ass. Honestly, get your ass up out of here. Get the hell up out of here.
I got a contract, partner, that you got to abide by. How you say you going to fire me?
This is wrong with you damn people now, man. What's wrong with you union folks?
Is that what it is? That's what's wrong with you non-union folks. You run scared and you kiss ass.
I don't run scared, baby. Tell you some homeboy.
Tell you to jump your ass, ha ha. Yes.
Let me tell you something, homeboy. I don't jump for no damn body. You better get it real, homie. You better get it right. You better understand who you talking to. I don't think so, homie.
You want me to go to Dubai? How far do you want me to go?
Hey, brother, let me tell you something. I love those chairs, baby. You just don't know. It's all about business, though. It's all about business.
This come on black ass don't want to ever fly nowhere. So get the hell out of here talking to me.
Okay, let me tell you something, bro. Once again, man, I told you my damn mouth hurt. And here you come with your nonsense. You know what? I'm tired of talking to you. I'm tired of talking to you already. I'm done. I'm tired of talking to you.
I'm tired of talking to you.
Well, I want to light the damn match because you get on every nerve that I have in my body.
Glad.
How about that?
I'm glad.
Well, I'm lighting the damn matches. Sorry. Sap sucker. I can't stand your black ass.
Like
the damn
man. Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Hell no, she won't take a damn bullet.
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't waste your breath.
Okay.
Hear what she said.
You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. She forgot to put the damn in front of it, but she was looking good. She was. That's all she was concerned about. She had on some damn KC and a damn blue suit in the winter. And her hair was kicking like Carl, man. Damn! Oh, I want to ride. Bumblebee, what's up? What's happening, girl?
What's up, Jay Busy? Mr. L.E.S., what's up,
dude? She ain't too much resilient. Boy, that stomach poking out. She's laying up on the bed sick, boy. How y'all doing? how everybody doing this evening? Turkey time. How you doing, Momo B, baby?
I am fantastic.
Yeah, how fantastic are you, Momo B?
I am fantastic.
What does that mean? That means you got your little loving over the past couple of days? What do you mean? What does that mean?
No. That just means I'm feeling wrong. Ain't that wrong over here? I'm all right.
Let me ask you something, though. Just out of curiosity. We're a community radio show. How do you go so long without the Ding Dong sandwich? Just out of curiosity. How do you do this? Do you crave it?
No, it's not something that I need. Even when I was in a relationship, I never needed it. It's not something that I just need. Yeah, I did. And I just don't need it like other people. How y'all act like y'all need it all the time and don't need this, want that, and this. I've never been that person like that. It's different for me. I guess the reason why it's different. I think the reason why it's different for me is because I'm so.
Horny?
Jeff, is your bully? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
So
no.
What, Miss Telly? What you say?
Because she's selfish with the booty. She wants the booty to give her the way she wants to give her the booty. That's all I'm saying.
No.
I'm just asking.
No. I can't explain it. But no, I don't have any cravings or anything like that. No, I don't.
Really?
I just don't. Mm.
Does that mean your soul is cold on the inside?
I don't know.
Ain't that soul is cold on the inside? Another part is cold on the inside, though.
I'm trying to figure it out. How you go without not wanting a ding dong sandwich? I don't get that. But hey, you know, listen, that's how you feel. That's how you feel.
Huh? She's a nine. She's a nine.
Nine,
dude.
Well, none. Don't get none.
Ain't none. Ain't gonna never get none.
Ain't no none. That's a damn sure. Walk her ass in church. Whole damn church starts shaking. Can you imagine her playing that role in Sister Act 2? Being Whoopi Goldberg, boy, they threw her ass out of the first night, boy. Hell nah, this ain't no damn way. Ain't no damn way. Speaking of nuns.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hey, what's up, Princess? How you doing, girl?
I'm doing great. How's everyone doing it?
Great.
How everyone doing?
Doing.
Oh, okay.
Doing.
So your mind is already there, baby. How's everybody doing it? Well, Mama B's not doing it at all.
Sorry.
I know. You're starting to slip up. Maybe you should go to church like 3 Sundays in a row and then come back to the show. I think we are slowly but surely becoming a negative influence on your ass. I think she about ready to bust out, Mr. Elliott. I think she ready.
Hey, it is what it is.
I think she ready, man. I think she is close to like, hey, you know what? The hell with this. I'm about to go on and do my thing. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, folks. Welcome in. It is Wednesday, 347-850-1272. It's 45 minutes after the hour, quarter till. I don't know how you want to tell the time. Anyway, we'll tell you what's going on. Glad you're in the house on a beautiful Wednesday. Tonight, the QOD, the question of the day. Should be fun tonight, though. We're talking about sitcoms, and it's always fun to talk about sitcoms. But we're talking tonight about if you could star one of the sitcoms from the past, which one would you star in? And so, you know, that's going to be fun. Phone lines will be open, folks, after the break. So we'll get you then. But, you know, we have to spend this time with each other and do what we do. But Rich Sister, did you have a good day today?
I did. Yeah, I had a great day. I had a great day.
Is this tape delayed when
Sorry,
we ask you questions just out of curiosity? Do you have are you on like a 5-second delay just out of curiosity?
No, I keep it on mute when I'm not talking. So.
Oh, okay. Just out of curiosity, it's like, you know, we ask you a question and then we can count to 10 and then you, I'm like, okay, you can answer anytime you want to, girl. You can answer anytime you want to.
I just keep it on mute just to kill background noise. So I
Oh, well, what type of background noise? What type of background noise are you referring to?
Well, just whatever could be on my end.
Just what could be on your end, though? We're trying to get into the life of Rich Sister. What could possibly be on your end, Rich Sister, that would be so loud that it would interrupt the broadcast?
Either outside noise, TV.
Outside noise. Are you outside right now?
No, just if I had the window open and stuff passing by, planes, whatever, people outside.
You live by the airport?
Keep it moving, Jay.
Okay, no problem. Whatever you say. Keep it moving.
I say pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by The Rib Zone. And 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about things that are on our minds, things that are off topic, of course, and you know how we do it. But anyway, listen, 10 Good Minutes. You know, Mr. Elias, I was thinking about something. I think I spent too much damn money between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Dude, I think I kind of went a little haywire, bro. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I just got happy, man. I just thought deal after deal after deal. I was buying deals left and right, man. I had to slow down, man. I think I'm going to be broke.
Well, you're almost a peanut on the world. Do that, man. Shop on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, man. That's what females usually do, man. You know.
Are you trying to insult me? Like
you
always do.
I'm just saying, you know. You got some female tendencies, man. I realize that.
I do. What female tendencies do I have, Mr. Elliott?
Hey, you know, this is one thing you can always rely on Jay about.
What,
Jay knows how to decorate a house. Now, they'll come in and say, oh, this color matches that color. This color matches that color. This is a great color with that color.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Stop. Let me stop you right now. Because, first of all, I don't talk like that. See, so let's make sure we get that straight. When I hell no, I don't talk like that, Mr. Elliott. So don't sit here and go there.
Look. Jay came in and my basement had flooded, right? And I had painted my basement a color. Jay said, "But I ain't gonna go." We went to the fabric store and Jay said, "Oh my God, this color's gonna go great with
you." You're lying. You know what, bro? You know what, man? You lie so much, man. I can't stand you half the time, bro. Let me ask you something, I'm gonna be. If a man knows how to coordinate stuff, what's wrong with it? Don't you find that kind of sexy?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. Okay. See, I like a man who coordinates and who smells good. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
See, what Mr. Elias is failing to tell everyone is...
But he's saying coordinate. But he's saying, oh, my God, this goes great with that. Oh,
you're damn lying. You know, listen, let me tell you something. Everybody listening to the show know damn well you lying. They know you lying. I don't talk like that, Mr. Elias. So stop lying, fat boy.
Hey, look, fat boy, if you look to the mirror, hell. Moonbeam, when he catch himself, then he say, oh, boy, that's going to look funky.
There you go. That's what
that's
I say. You're right. It's going to look funky. You're right. I'll say that all day long.
Nah,
there's nothing wrong.
This is going to look great. This is going to look great with that. Oh, my God, I'm like, dude, are you for real? He knows it's not the first time. I'm telling you.
Mr. bro. You know what, man? That's all right, though. But let me ask Rich Sister the question. Rich Sister, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. Mr. Elias, he's playing with the truth. No, let me tell the truth. Here it is. Listen, I'm an artist. I know how to paint. I know how to draw. I know how to do all these things. That's what I am, okay? Bottom line is that I know how to coordinate. So when I, you know, my house, my colors in my house is kicking because I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My friends come and ask me, yo, man, what you think about this? Bro, let me tell you, man, what you need to do is throw this on here. I got the gift. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with me having the gift. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Rich Sister? Is there anything wrong with me having the gift?
No, it's not.
Oh. See, there you go. So do you think less of a man if a man has the ability to come in and say to you... I'm sorry,
you're not telling y'all the whole. You're not telling the whole story.
First of all, your raggedy ass microphone is jacking up. We can barely hear you. But you're lying.
Yeah, whatever.
Hello, Miss Terry.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, Miss Terry.
I'm wonderful. Hi, Rich Sister. Hi, Jay. Hey. Hi, Elias.
You miss me, baby. You miss me,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I miss you.
Did you tell me how much you miss me? Girl?
Yes, honey. So much.
How much is so much?
Mm-hmm. So how everybody doing?
No, that's not convincing. That was not very convincing. That's all I can say. It was not very convincing. That's all I have to say. I miss you. How much, well? How's everybody doing? Okay, whatever. All right, let me ask you a question. Mr. Elias want to try to clown me because I have the gift. He's trying to clown me.
What?
My question to you is, if you dating a brother that got his stuff together when it comes to colors, let me tell you something. I can walk into a place and break it down. When I walk in, I say, all right, let me tell you how we're going to do this. I got the gift. Miss Terry. So do
that
you find that
Miss Terry.
What I do we're gonna finish lying, Miss Terry. What else do I do with your lying ass?
I'm telling you. When we went to we went to a I don't even know what kind of store it is. It's what
because
it's
you're
a,
lying.
A fabric
make
store.
It up as you go. Make it up as you
we
go.
Went we went to a fabric store. And this is it. This is gonna go good with that. This is great. This is how that I'm like,
do you see what he's doing with his tongue? Are y'all catching on what he's doing with his tongue? Oh, brother, it's going to look good with that. You see what he's doing, right?
I said, bro, what you doing? He said, oh, man, it's going to look funky, is what I'm saying. It's going to look funky, bro. I'm like, okay, dude.
What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
Nothing.
Thank you.
I guess.
So what do you mean, guess? What the hell does that mean?
Well, I mean, you know, you walk into a fabric store and you're like, oh, this is wonderful.
See, that's not it.
So
you lying. So here you come lying. It was going,
Shasay.
No, man. You all hit to your eyes. Oh, wait a minute. The birthday girl's in the house. Hey, Calliewood. What's happening, baby?
Hey, baby. Y'all are killing me today.
Callie.
Hey, what's going on? First of all,
let's
say what's going on in the moment.
Did
I
stop
saying my hello? Y'all can sing happy birthday. Mo, J,
Callie,
yes,
huh?
Harry, the nun.
Wait.
What's going
on?
Y'all calling
for
the nun.
Wait a minute. Callie, I seen the video of you shaking it up out there. I was like, what is Callie doing?
Yeah, you saw it.
Some back grind all on your booty and all kind of stuff. Like, look at that.
Huh?
Jack.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Wait, what?
I seen you on the video. Some guy with dreads was grinding all on your booty and everything. I like, go ahead, tell me.
Oh.
Let him grind. Go home, girl.
You know what? Here it is. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while. I've been like Momo P, and I just needed to touch some. Just even to say.
Oh, damn.
You feel me? I'm going to tell the truth. It's been a long time, and I saw opportunity to get mine, and I got it.
Tell the truth, girl. Tell the truth.
Remember, I turned 50, so you know that was my last 49 groove. You know, you can only do that at 49. You can't be rubbing up on the guy at 50 in the street. So that was my last booty rub at 49. You know, I had to get it in.
I like you
working that thing, boy. I said, go on, work it, Calliewood. Go on, baby. I was like, who is that? Somebody grinding all on the food. That's Calliewood, okay?
Here's the deal, y'all. Jackie's glad. Now, did you see the video that I put up on Miss Rich's sister?
No, I didn't.
If you have it, I'm going to post it, and I'm logging on my computer now because I'm going to show you. Because I got Rich's sister asleep at the restaurant after the party Saturday night.
Asleep?
Uh-oh.
What time was it? 8:30?
Right. No, we hit on it. That was the day before. We specials on Friday.
Let me check it.
This was Saturday. It was 1:15 in the morning, so I didn't know she was tired.
Oh,
you know what I'm
snap.
You know, but yeah.
But that's why the video of her shaking her booty with with
it's called booty. Say ass. Come on, Rich, sister, stop it. Say ass. Come on, say it with me. You can do it one time. Ready? Say ass. Shaking her. Come on, please. Ass is in the Bible.
Ass is in the Bible.
But I can't really say that. That's fine. We don't have to cuss. But we had a great time, and I'm actually having a do-over party. So, Miss Terry, if you're in L.A., man, you should be in Beverly Hills on Saturday with us, please, if you can.
Miss Terry, the ghetto, she can't.
You don't know
ghetto,
what Miss Terry's
can't.
Doing. You don't
know I
know
where your
Terry
ass
do.
Is. You're on the ghetto drive-by.
She could be rolling in a Lexus or
you
something.
You ain't rolling no damn Lexus.
If it is the
1985.
Don't speak on Miss Terry. Don't speak on Miss Terry.
It's 85, Lexus.
Bougie. Don't speak on Miss Terry, okay?
It's a little...
Whatever.
Man, you go to hell, Michelle. Yes. Somebody's talking to you. Somebody's talking to you at all.
Oh, my God. This will go great with what you got here.
Oh, my God.
You're lying, and you know it. But that's okay, though. You can lie. People know. Michelle, yes. We've been on the air for 4 years. No one has never. I'm sorry, Rich Sister, and I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead. What were you saying? Are you done? I want to make sure you know you're done. I don't want to interrupt your ass because, you know, you're Rich Sister. You know, I mean, come on. But like I said, bottom line is we've been on the air for 4 years. Everyone has heard me talk every which way, professional, crazy, ghetto. They know damn well I don't talk like that. So you can lie through your fat teeth and lie your ass off, but I'm telling you right now, I don't talk like that.
Design something. Have you ever heard
that?
Oh, man,
shut up, you liar. Like, all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, hey. Shut up, lying ass.
What is it? Oh, my God, this is it. I'm like, dude.
This is the way you lie. Man, goggles, strike your lying fat ass down, you bastard. I can't stand you. Miss Terry.
All of that. Have you looked in the mirror, you big belly?
Hey, man, you go to hell. Miss Terry. Now, let me ask you something. Seriously. I mean, and if you're thinking that there's some gayness to this, y'all be straight up. If a guy
can
walk in.
You know, I'll let you know.
Well, I know you will. If a guy can walk in and break it down. Have your house looking like $1 million and only spent maybe $1,000 or $2,000. Let me tell you something. What would you think? What would you think, girl? Be honest.
I would think he got a little sugar, but
you know what? You go to hell too. Your ass ain't nothing. You just like his ass, and you know damn well.
I didn't know you color coordinated like that. You never opened up about you color coordinated.
I opened up about anything, Miss Terry. Stop making it sound like I'm going to make some grand announcement tonight.
Color coordinating. I did not know you color coordinated. What color do you use in your bathroom?
Hold up. You should be able to tell just by our show material. I do all I'm a graphic artist. Huh?
Your house don't have to look like that. Not necessarily.
You know what? We're going to. All right. Take a minute to sponsor by the Rip Zone, 5020 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee. The home of all you can eat, 1495 barbecue buffet. All right. We're going to take a break. On the other side, y'all go to hell. On the other side, we're going to finish this conversation and we'll get to the QD, the question of the day. It's time for a weather update. If you're in the Houston area, we'll be right back.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hi, Houston. I'm meteorologist Scott Lariamore, continuing our mild forecast for one more day here on Thursday, though not as warm as it has been. We've got some showers. We've got some thunderstorms possible Thursday here in Houston and a high of 72. Big changes coming for Friday and the weekend with some wintry weather approaching Texas. In fact, some winter weather advisories and watches have been posted for northeastern parts of Texas up to the northwest of Dallas-Fort Worth. And some icy weather as far south as San Antonio, perhaps, maybe just north of San Antonio. Here in Houston, it's a cold rain coming up for this weekend, 39 degrees with rain showers on Saturday and Sunday, and some cold numbers at night all across the Gulf Coast, especially compared to what we've been seeing. So enjoy the 70s here for Thursday, because by Friday and the weekend, it's going to feel like December again, complete with some cold rain showers here in the city. Winter weather advisories have come out. Winter storm watches are out for northern parts of Texas into Thursday and Friday. We're dealing with 20s Thursday night in Oklahoma City with some icy roads, a cold rain down to San Antonio and into Dallas. But just northwest of Dallas, we've got some snow and some ice into Thursday night and Friday morning.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
You got my 40, homie.
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
He gonna cry in the car.
We are gathered here today on this sofa occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hump day. You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hump day, you damn skippy it is. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show on a beautiful Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month of December as we begin our holiday festivities around here. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, boy?
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Oh, you just don't understand. Mama BZ is in the heezy. Hey, girl.
Yes, yes, yes. I know who be singing Object of My Desire right about now, but I do like singing the Ten Crack Commandments. Yes! That was my dream right there.
Oh, my God. You are nuts out. Rich Sister asks in the house. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hi. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great, Mary Poppins. Miss Terry, old evil ass, is in the house. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey, Momo B. I didn't know you all. I didn't hear your voice. Hi, girl. If you got something to let us know, I'm going to love you anyway, regardless of what's going on.
You go to hell. How about that? How about you go to hell? How about that? Thank you very much. Kelly with the birthday girls in the house. What's up, that birthday girl?
Hi. I'm 50.
Oh, look at her.
I'm 50. I'm 50.
She's 50.
Hey.
She's 50. Let people rub on her booty at 50. Let people rub on her booty at 50 years old.
That was 49. I was 49 when that happened.
Okay, we get a rub now for 50. 50. 50. 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50. And of course, it's Wednesday.
That's like 100.
You know what time.
Actually, that's 150. Huh? That's 500. Yeah, you can rub on me for those many 50s.
So you trying to do the money thing. We ain't trying to do the money thing. We ain't trying to do the money thing. What's wrong with you, girl?
She's
your queen to be.
She's the queen of inspiration.
To be forever.
The queen.
Who'll do whatever His Highness desires.
Oh, hell.
She's your queen to be.
Oh, man. Crazy.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Audelia.
I'll bow down. Bow down. Bow down. Hello, Dr. Princess Audelia, the Queen of Inspiration. How the hell are you?
I am doing very well and inspired, driven, and I am on a roll tonight. What's up, everybody?
I'm going to tell you what's up.
Hi, Dr. Princess.
I'm going to tell you what's up.
What?
I'm reading these responses, Mr. Elias, man, over here from these people, man, that are talking about this show tonight. I can't wait to read them live. Oh, man, this is a crazy mess here, boy.
Hold on.
Who are you talking to?
Hey, Jay.
Well, yes, sir.
Before she can get started, we got royalty in the house.
Hell no, stop the presses. Stop the damn presses. Stop the damn presses.
Happy birthday, Kelly. Well, ain't nobody different when they're talking about right now.
Could you put it on? Hold
up, hold up, hold up. I got it. I got
yeah,
it.
We got it. Don't worry about it, baby.
I got it.
Hit on that damn eye. Hit on that damn eye.
Yeah,
boom,
said,
boom,
get
gotta go, gotta go.
This person has
come
been muted.
Talking, mm-hmm. We talking about light-skinned
like,
house, girl? What's that light-skinned, baby?
Slipping into darkness.
Oh! Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do.
49,933. 49,943.
Oh, I've been doing work. I'm up to 49 million.
You stupid.
He's been up to 49 million.
Where's the queen of desperation? Where's the king?
Oh,
where's the queen of desperation?
Serious, you got it, man.
Yeah, I got it. She's back.
I'm not desperate for anything. I'm not desperate for anything in this life. And
ooh.
I would just say, good evening.
Who's got deep dog sandwiches over the holidays?
Well, anyway.
That would happen.
Yeah, that would happen.
Good evening. I want to say hello to my sister. Hello, sister. Hello, baby. And hello to Rich Sister. And
hello, everyone. Hell.
Hello. Excuse me. Hello, Miss Carrie.
How about hello, everyone?
Oh, no, hold on. I didn't hear Miss Carrie.
She didn't want you to hear her.
Okay,
don't want you to hear her.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Hey, nobody asked you that.
Hey, hit it.
No, but you know what? She's right, though. We do owe you that, Calliewood. And Calliewood, it's a tradition here on the TGRS Radio Network that when we have a family member that has a birthday, we got to play our birthday song. Yes.
Thank you, Princess Odelia. Hey, Jay, what's up, everybody? Thank you for letting me celebrate my 50th birthday with you guys on the air. Thank you.
Can I ask you something?
Oh, my God.
Yes, finally.
And my
birthday was Saturday, but
everybody
cared. But
anyway.
Everybody knew, Dr. Princess Odelia. I want to ask you. Turning 50 is a great big deal. That is phenomenal. I want to say congratulations because you've done something that is apparently favorable that has brought you to this space. What would you say is the greatest experience that you had in your first 50 years?
Wow. That's a good question. Wow.
Wow. You know what's amazing? I said on my show the other day, that in my 50 years of living, I can only think of 20 negative things that has ever happened to me in my life. God has blessed me with, God has blessed me, and I've added some on that because I can only really think of 10, but to be realistic, I would say 20. God has blessed me with a really great life. I've had, from the Latin Quarter, Tony Braxton to Sag to, and now culminating with at 50, finally coming into my own with the Caliwood show and everything. So, it's just having great friends. I mean, God has blessed me with some great people that are still in my life, and I just, I'm just thankful, I never thought I wouldn't be here. I thought I'd be married and have some kids, but that didn't happen. But, that wasn't God's plan for me. So he just put something in me that I've been working on since 2009, and the fact that you guys appreciate it and let me come on and do my thing when I come, I'm happy. I'm happy that he put me where he put me, that I found to do the show. And just real quick, in 2003, I had a really bad accident on a movie set. So from 2003 to 2009, I was out of commission. You didn't see me. I was just really sick. And on June 5th, I said I was going to do this Vlog Talk show, and it lifted my, I had to get out of the depression. I had to get out of the funk that I was in. And that's when I started the show, and I've been on ever since. And so I've been on fire. So I just thank him for taking me through that situation. And now I'm here now with you guys, and it's the bomb. It's cool. It's great. Thank you.
That is awesome.
I'm inspired.
Woo!
Isn't that inspiring? That's inspiring as hell. It is. It's inspiring as hell. I mean, I'm glad. But the thing is that we say this all the time in light skin. You and I always talk about this. The beauty of how social media works, it's a wonderful thing. How all of us are in different parts of the country, but yet still we all come together for a common goal to be able to entertain the masses. And people do appreciate the product that we put out there. Never underestimate your listeners. You'd be surprised how many people have been listening to you from the very beginning, and they'll let you know that. I mean, we acknowledge people like Rich Sister, and all you guys are part of family. People that we know, Mariana Music always jumping in. But, you think about our family. Think about the family that we have here, right here on Blog Talk. And I know that some people may not know, but we do originate from Blog Talk. You may be, tuning in from other places, but Blog Talk is definitely the headquarters. And all of us are family. GOG, all of us, we're family. And it's amazing how you sit back and think about how this thing has grown. And like you said, 2009, light skin, you've been doing this thing. You've been on here for 5 years, I think. We've been four.
No.
Callie been four.
I started in 2009. April 12th. 2009. It'll be 5 years coming up.
So we all have been on here. So all of us came in 2009. You think about the product that we put out. I mean, it's me and Mr. LES talk about this all the time too. How we hear from people and they talk about how we came at them at the right time of the day. How people make it a point for them to listen to the shows, and it's such a cool thing. So I'm very humbled, to be perfectly honest with you, to be able to sit and be able to entertain our audience every Wednesday and Saturday, and of course the serious stuff on Sundays. I'm humbled because you think about this, when we talk about this all the time. Ms. Elias, you think about if a person wants to listen to us, they have to go out of their way to listen. You see what I'm saying? It's not a convenient thing where they sit down in the car we happen to be on. They have to physically go somewhere and sit down, right? Turn on whatever their device is and listen to the show. They have to purposely download us, right, on iTunes, all the other crazy stuff, and listen to us. So they have to make an effort to reach us. And I tell you,
I
feel good.
I'm thankful for all our listeners.
Think about that. It's an amazing thing. So, we don't want to get all mushy on y'all, but we appreciate y'all. And I can speak for everybody that's here with us because we all on each other's formats. Everybody's at home when they come here. I feel the same way when I'm, especially when I'm over there with the Kings in the morning. When I drop by Cali Woods place, anytime it's like take your shoes off. As long as you wash your feet, when you smell no corn chips, you good to go. Come on in and have a seat and have some fun. And that's what this is all about. So we appreciate everybody. And, we try our best to do a very good show for you. Speaking of doing a very good show, we do have a show to do tonight. Don't forget, now, coming up at the top of the hour It is the music business, the way I see it. Coming up after the break, hopefully Light Skin will tell us what's coming up on that show. We can't wait to get that. But we do have a show to do, and everyone's been responding to this. So let's get into the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day is a pretty cool one. And we're asking you, if you could star in a sitcom from the past, which one would you star in, and what would be the name of your character? Now, this is taking a twist because I'm thinking you should make up a character, but people are starting to take on the characters that are a part of the show. So answer the question any way you want to. That's it. The QOD, the question of the day, 347-850-1272. If you could star in a sitcom from the past, which one would it be, and what would be your character? Mr. Elias, you know we do this with you every time. We have time to get you in here at least before the break.
Wow.
Mr. Elias.
I haven't even really thought about this one, man, but... Hell, just off the cuff.
Think about it. Hold up now. You only have a choice now. We only have a choice of a few. I mean, so we're talking Sanford and Son. We're talking The Cosby Show, Living Single, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Martin, and A Different World. So if you could star in any of those sitcoms, which one would it be?
A Different World.
Really?
Yeah.
Who will be a character in a different world?
Mr. James.
Is that Momo B?
Yeah, that was Momo B. Man, I got light here when she did that. I got light here. Oh, man, I got to sit down.
Let me tell you what your character going to be, Momo B. It's called Mute Woman. Keep it up here.
This boy. Hey, man, you got to take a joke, man. That was funny. Mr. Gaines.
I didn't mute. It was a.
Oh, you was warning that you were going to hit an eye?
Dude, okay.
It was a warning? Okay.
I think I was, whatever Sinbad's character was, where he would talk to the kids and he meant it to the kids.
Man, stop. You know what, man? Stop with this Nobel Peace Prize, Mr. Elias. Every time you turn around, I'll do great things for the community. Sit your fake ass down, fake ass Negro.
You'll be sapped on your fucking bastard.
Hey, man, go to him. Kiss all parts of my ass, you blacks. Your black summer or whatever. Make my hands itch. All right, whatever, Mr. Elias, your black varmint. All right, so Mr. Elias would be Sinbad, the big light-skinned brother that was dating Jamila. Is that her name? Was that her name, Jamila?
I don't know.
Be close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Dating her,
Jaleesa,
and he would be giving messages out to the kids, whatever. Let me ask Light Skin, man, which one of those sitcoms, dog, would you star in, bro? Be a character. Which one? Which one would you pick, and which character would
you
pick?
I'll tell you right now, I know the one.
I do, too.
I would be in room 222.
Okay, that's not on the list, Light Skin.
Okay, but listen, that's the one. I'm going to tell you why. Because in room 222, Mr. Denise Nichols would have been my teacher, and I would have been the first student busted for doing it to the kids. And they would have called me Mr. Do It. Mr. Do It. Mr. Do It. Do It. Do It.
Thank you, Light Skin, for adding a new sitcom. He said 222. God, I forgot all about that sitcom. Was that a sitcom or was that kind of like a drama?
I don't even know what that is.
That was room 222. What are you talking about?
That was a black drama.
I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a comedy. I thought it was kind of like a semi-serious.
No, room 222 was a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I see. You dark skinned. See, ever since the dark skinned brother came back, now he got complete control. You light skinned. You gotta do what the dark skinned say. Okay, so which that's how I feel.
What are you talking about?
All of a sudden my sitcom ain't good enough. It don't make the list. I got to fit into a sitcom that you want to fit into.
No, fine, brother. You can be whatever sitcom you want. What character would you be on 222? I don't even remember the characters on the show.
I'm making my own. You said I could make my own character.
That's true.
I would be Joey Do It. I'll be the first kid to ever be caught doing it to the teacher. And they be called Do It.
Oh, damn. Oh, Oh, man, that is crazy. All right, I want to hear this. Rich Sister. Okay, which sitcom and what character would you be?
Okay,
it's
today. Let's thank the concept.
I didn't include the Brady Bunch. Should I include the Brady Bunch? You want to be Carol Brady or maybe Beaver Cleaver? Should I include that one? But those are white. She can't be a part of those.
She said the Cosby.
Cosby Show.
Who'd you be?
And, well, the trip is what I want to play off of is because they made a big deal with the Cosby Show about, oh, that family is just too perfect. There's no, which is some BS, because half the people saying that have some dysfunction in their family. So, of course, a normal family looks perfect. So let's just play around with if they had some dysfunction. What kind of family would that have been? So let's imagine if there was a sixth child.
Oh, so you'd be the sixth child.
Let's imagine, and this child was loud, really out there.
That's Dr. Prince's idea.
One of them children you have to slip bread and water to under the dough.
That would be you?
No, I'm just imagining putting the character, not necessarily me, but a character like that on.
But we didn't ask you to be the producer. We asked what character would you be? I mean, what are you doing?
I am.
What was that? I mean, just imagine. Sit down, if you will. Yeah. Hold on, girlfriend.
I thought I was about to hear Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. What was that? I'm like, what the hell was that? I mean, listen, I know that you have a degree and all that stuff, but we're not asking you to put your degree to work, Rich Sister. We just asked you for a character name. Oh, thank you, Rich Sister. That was... We're gonna imagine the secret love child of Cliff Huxtable. Oh my, what was that? 347. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272 is the number, man. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, dog?
Got the real Dilly on the line with us, Jay.
Oh, real Dilly, baby, what's going on, girl?
You doing? Hey, Jay, Mr. Elias, everybody else, Dr. Princess, Jay. I would be Willona on Good Times.
I can see that.
Janet Jackson's mama.
I can see that. I can see you being Willona on Good Times. Yeah. Oh, man, that would be good. You would be the neighbor coming in. What's up, y'all child? What's up, child? Got all the juice. Now, why would you think you would make a good Willona?
Well, you know, because I would be good as Florida Evans' best friend, and you know, therefore, you know, coming in and out for all the little family drama and stuff. You know, she's like an extended family member. That's the way I am. I'm like an extended family member to all my friends.
That's good. That is good. All right, hold on. Don't go nowhere, D. I want to get some more information from you. All right, folks, look, we're going to somebody take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. The Kill D, the question of the day, think about this while we're gone. If you could star on a sitcom from the past, which one would it be, right? And what would be the name of your character? Or if you wanted to take on a character that was already in-house. This is J. Ryle Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Plus, we'll find out what's coming up at the top of the hour on the J. King Network on the music business, the way I see it. We'll be right back,
you
folks. Don't go
nowhere.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict. We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Become a part of Club Nouveau's consciousness. When you purchase product from a singer or group, you are establishing a relationship with that performer.
Come partner with Club Nouveau on Indiegogo.com. Partnerships range from $5 and up. No amount is out of the question. Connect to Indiegogo.com, Indiegogo.com. Search for Club Nouveau, CLUBNOUVEAU. And you're in. Get in on this history-making way to get the music out. Each contribution receives a special gift from Club Nouveau. Some will get advanced copies of their latest CD. Revolutionary means to get the job done. And you can help. Indiegogo.com. Search for Club Nouveau. CLUBNOUVEAU. Experience consciousness as we change the world together.
Rewind.
Miss Elliott, are you ready to play TGRS Jeopardy now?
Yes.
Look, listen to Momo B. Yes. All right, here we go, Miss Elliott. This is my favorite part. I like this part. Here we go. Ready? I wish my mate would. This, which is my favorite dish. I'm too sexy for my, and it tastes like chicken. Miss Elliott's man, which one would you want down?
Fish,
which is my favorite dish. Oh, no, we're going to fish, which is my favorite dish. I knew his nasty ass was going to take his ass there. All right, here we go, Miss Elliott. Here we go. First question. Okay, listen. Miss Elliott, would you partake in a fish taco sandwich on the first date?
No, not at all. Hell to the no. Hell to no. No, no. Hell no.
Why not?
That might come down to some doo-doo brown. No thanks.
Oh, wait. Hold up. I got a part to that question. Well, no, for real. I got a point. He said on the first date, which normally people think the first date is, you know, stranger, you don't know them. But what if it's somebody you knew? Not new. Yeah. You know, talking to on the phone and, you know, y'all was on a radio show together. Y'all was on a radio show together and stuff like that.
What today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! It's hump day. 347-850-1272.
is our caller number 347-850-1272. You know the number. It's Wednesday. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. You can get in where you fit in. The QOD, the question of the day, if you could star on a sitcom from the past, which one would you star in, and what would be the name of your character? My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house, though. What's up, Big Daddy?
Who you with?
Hey, I'm with you, you taco-eating bastard. Mama B. Mama B, baby, what's happening, girl?
Yo, I got tears in my eyes, and now you just shot them all up again. That was funny. That was a funny day in the neighborhood. Yes,
Mama.
Yes.
Mama's here, y'all.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. Oh, lickety split. We're going to call that joke a lickety split. Yeah. Hey. Oh, my God. Dr. Princess O'D is in the house. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Oh, hell. We with you, baby. We with you. Miss T is in the house. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
Hey, rich sister. Hello, girl.
Hi, everyone.
Doing fine, Carol Brady. The birthday girl's in the house. What's up, that baby? Sexy thing and Finny. Caliwood. What's that girl?
Hey.
And Dina called in. What's up, Dina, baby? Lady cab driver. What's that girl?
Oh, not too much. You know, I'm trying to make my money on the streets of San Francisco.
Make that money, Streets of San Francisco. Hey, look, there was a show called The Streets of San Francisco, and of course, you know I got to get him. Last but certainly not least, my brother from another mother, Lightski.
Doc, he's a dog with you. Music cavity. My Prince voice. You see, I'm my Prince
voice. Oh, man. All right, look, folks. If you're listening on the J. King Network, coming up at the top of the hour, it is the music business the way I see it. Light-skinned man, what is on the agenda tonight, my brother?
The blueprint for success is what we're talking about tonight.
Uh-oh.
You know, a lot of people, you know, that, you know, there's certain things that you got to have, that you got to have in your blueprint in order to be successful in this business, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Those undeniables that are very attainable, it really has to do with your mindset and who you are and direction, and we're going to talk about it tonight. It's going to be pretty cool. You know, I wanted to say this, Darkness.
Yes,
on
sir.
On Monday, I did a show on Jerry Boding. Jerry Boding was a giant in the music business. He was a program director. He was an editor. He helped to create a BRE magazine with Sidney Miller. Then he became the editor and created the Urban Network. He was just recently. He worked with All Access. He did the Urban Division. He did a column called Urbanizing, and he passed away on Thanksgiving. But he was just a giant in our business. He was a mentor to most everybody who came through radio, and I had a great show on him on Monday, so I just wanted to give a rest in peace to Jerry Boding. And if you guys don't know who he is, Boulding is spelled B-O-U-L-D-I-N-G. Jerry Boding, J-E-R-R-Y. Go to Google, look him up, an incredible man.
Oh, man. Well, rest in peace to his family, R.I.P. And, of course, if you want to hear that show, like Lightskin said, go to the J. King Network. If you're already there, just go back and look for Monday. If you are listening from other places, like we know you do, you can just come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Top right-hand corner in the search block, type in J. King. It'll take you to the network, and you can always check out all the shows and information there. And, of course, you can always find us and our friends there as well. All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's the that's our calling number. Our QOD is, if you could star in a sitcom from back in the past, which one would you star in? So far, Mr. L.E.S., who did you say? You said which one now?
Sinbad and
Sinbad, all right, yeah, Different World. And not Caliwood, but, you know, her twin sister, her mini-me, rich sister wants to be, director. She wants to be, you know,
Spielman and want to direct the damn edition of The Cosby Show. We asked to ask for a character. But I think The Cosby Show is her show, so we'll let her have that one. So let me go to you, Miss Terry. Miss Terry, baby, if you could star in a sitcom from the past, what would be the sitcom?
Okay, look, I have two.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, Sanford and Son, and I would be Sanford's daughter, because he didn't have a daughter. Or I would be, what was her name? Like his sister-in-law, who was it?
Aunt Esther.
Aunt Esther's daughter, and I'd be a stripper or something.
Oh man! Okay. Well, I'm thinking the daughter won't work because it's called Sanford and Son, so I'm not sure that will work.
But you said that she could be. You said she could be whoever she wanted to be.
Thank you. I don't know why he messing with this.
Okay, thank you. All right, fine.
Okay, the second one would be I would be on 227 and I would be Jack A. On 227.
You know what? I can see that. I can see. Oh man, yeah. I can
now,
see
darkness,
that.
Darkness, I'm kind of upset with you though. You didn't even say because you didn't say. These are the sitcoms you get to pick from, and you're gonna tell me my sitcom ain't even on the list. You didn't even read the damn list. So my sitcom, what?
I didn't read the list,
like
you see, here you come star stuff, bro. Hold on, homie. I did read the list, man.
I wasn't here when you read the list.
No. Oh, well, then whose fault is that?
That's your fault because you should have read the list again.
Oh, it's my fault. Oh.
Every time I tried to get out, you pulled me right back in again.
I'm starting to notice a dangerous trend with your ass. What to call you after the show. You starting to buck up again. I thought we was brothers. I don't know what's going
we're
on here,
brothers,
bro.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. All I know is this. Mr. L.E.S. got my back.
Oh, hell, there it is. I'm starting to see what's going on around him. You know, my eyes are open. I can see. I may be asleep, but my eyes are wide open. Thank you, light skin. But you're right. I will read them next time for you when you decide to show up. I got you. Not a problem. My man. Black
you
power.
Mean like you do on my show? Like you do on my show? Like you don't show up on my show for like days at a time?
Light skin, what are you doing, man? Light skin, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Hey, man,
look,
like kings in the morning in days.
Light skin, why are you airing this out on the air, bro? What are you doing?
I'm hurt.
You look feisty tonight. Look, man, after Thanksgiving, you're supposed to be calmed down, brother. Your stomach's supposed to be full, man. You coming in starting stuff. Jeez.
I got to be starting something.
Oh, look, God, that's a Grammy winner right there. Since you got your mouth open, girlfriend, give me a sitcom, Momo B.
Yes. Okay, my sitcom, of course, would be I Am Living Single. Oh, I'm a 90s.
Threw me for a loop.
My character would best be suited as Maxine Shaw.
That's what I'm talking about.
The fast talking, always got something smart to say. Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right there.
That's
who
I'm thinking.
She was a lawyer in the show, which is what I went to school almost to be. And I always loved her character because it was just me. I always saw me in her. So I like that. I like her character. That's it. Nail it right on the head. That would be me right there. That's it. They should call me for that role.
You know what? I can see her as Maxine Shaw.
She's a little freaky on the side. She's freaking a boy upstairs. What? Keep it on the down low.
Cow.
Yes.
She was giving cow.
Yes. And you know, she hated him. The whole 3 seasons, she said, oh, I hate him. There was always fighting back and forth. Yeah, I'm Kiki. That's my role right there.
I can see it. I can see that for you. That's for sure. Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. I thought you were going to say Good Times. You threw me off with Living Single, but that's okay. You're right. You're absolutely correct. Dr. Princess Ardia.
I don't want to be poor.
Talk to me, girl. Give me a sitcom, and then tell me what would be the name of your character.
Okay.
Wordy word.
Mr. Elias, I do love you. I have a couple of options here.
Okay, no problem.
Come on,
Rhea.
I am definitely that Claire Huxtable.
Hold on, stop. Did you say friends?
No, I said I'm definitely Claire Huxtable. I'm like that Claire Huxtable.
Claire Huxtable? Oh, hell no.
Whatever.
You ain't no damn Claire. Stop lying. Don't you do that to Claire.
Whatever.
You ain't no damn Claire Huxtable. Whatever.
Okay, what her first name is, her last name should be Wordsmith.
Claire Huxtable.
You only... The other one that I can kind of see myself.
She said Claire Huxtable.
Claire was on Time to Work.
Okay, hello.
Yes. Oh, snap. I heard that. Oh, damn. Boom, says the dynamite. Get ass with sister.
What
damn. Don't worry about it. You can listen to it in the rewind. Go ahead. We got other people to get to. Yes, who else?
I have one more that I would say.
Yes.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Oh, snap. The one with the two twins. What's her name? My mind is just playing.
With the two twins.
Tia and Tamara.
Is that
Tamara?
Yeah.
She can't be. She's too old for them.
Damn, y'all cold, man.
I'm talking about the one that played their mother. Her. I forgot. Yeah, her.
That's Jack A.
What the hell is she talking about?
I don't know what she's talking about. She's crazy.
No. No, you have to be the grandmother. You should be. You could be Marla Gibbs. You could be Marla Gibbs.
You know what? Somebody said
that show wasn't even on the list.
Yeah, no, she just.
Oh, there's another one from the girl that played the Cosby Show in the college show.
The college show. You mean a different world?
Different world. Okay, yeah.
Denise.
Yes, Denise.
No, she would be more like Whitley. That's
she's showing Elle Woods.
Exactly, Mama Whitley. Exactly.
Whitley.
No. She'd be a retarded Whitley. She'd be a
And guess what?
That's
and I'm also appalled. I want to say this before I'm done. You didn't even say happy birthday to me, even though you missed it. You could have said the latest.
Here we go.
No one even acknowledged.
Okay, we'll say happy birthday to your ass in the next set.
I'm going to put myself on mute because you guys missed my birthday.
I can speak your face and make some gorilla cookies.
I'm going to say happy birthday to you. From the special school. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Dr. Princess Ardia. We wish you all the best in the world. God bless you. Okay, thank you. All right, so Callie Wood, baby. Callie Wood, girl. You got to give me a sitcom, girl. And you got to give me a character, baby. Who would your old sexy self be in an old sitcom, girl?
Well, I would add a character to a show, and the show was going to be Good Time, and I would add me as Michael's girlfriend. I'd give Michael a girlfriend and man him up. Okay.
Oh
Michael's
damn.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, exactly.
And okay, man him up.
He would be wearing green eyeshadow. You know what I'm saying? Afro would. I would man him up, you know what I'm saying? When he come in, he'd be suited and booted. You know, he'd be so clean.
He'd be like, he'd be dressed like a Farrakhan, you know, type, you know, they would go, clean him up and man him up. That's what I would do. And Miss Princess Odelia, happy birthday, lady, and thank you for that question because that was beautiful. But yeah, I would man up Michael on Good Times and give him a woman. And I'd be sexy. You know what I'm saying? Take control. You know, JJ be looking at me like, dang, how am I going to get that? You know what I'm saying?
JJ be looking at me. She said JJ be looking at you. Oh, man. Well, that's good. Now, I'm shocked that no one said the Jeffersons. I'm shocked because I just knew that George Jefferson's two little girls would have been on his show, Momo B and Miss Terry. Neither one of y'all said the Jeffersons.
No, but you know what? I love the Jeffersons, but I did not say it because I listened to the rules and I was supposed to pick a character from the show, and there was nobody on the show that I would want to be like. How close to the Maxine from Living Single?
That's a perfect pick for you. That's a perfect
thing
for you.
We're already his children, so what do we need to be in the show?
Oh, that's true. You're right.
Kids.
Yeah, you too.
Jay,
that's for sure.
Be,
I forgot.
Which sitcom would you choose, and who would you be, Jay?
Go ahead.
Hold on. What did you say, Mama? Did she say what I just thought she said? What did you say, Mama? Hey, you know what? This is for your funny ass.
This person is
a real one. That was pretty damn good. You was waiting on that one, huh? You was sitting on that one, huh? That was a real one. I can't stand your ass. Put that up and back in here. That was a real one. That was funny.
I had a plan, but I didn't.
I can't stand you. All right, the show I would be is I would be on the Fresh Prince, and I would be Phillip Banks.
There you go. I believe that. You look just like him.
Yeah. Perfect.
I would be Phillip Banks. I would be on the Fresh Prince. And I would be Phillip Banks.
Yeah, you look just like him. Yeah, that would be a perfect.
And you can say whatever you want to, buddy. I'm just telling you. I would be Judge Phillip Banks on The Fresh Prince. That's who I would be.
If I had to pick, if I could start a sitcom.
Why? I'm hearing
why?
You were saying one thing, and I was hearing Fresh Prince the whole time. And then I heard you for real, and I said, no, he didn't say he would be. Man, you would be Fresh Prince. That's it.
No, I'm not going to be no Fresh Prince, baby. No, I'm too old for that. I would
you know
be
what?
Phillip
Banks. If he was the Fresh Prince, you'd be the Fresh Prince mama, and you know what happened to her. She got
five
on the show
by the
Fresh Prince.
Hey, she's a friend of the show, Janet. Janet, how you doing, girl? Janet. She be listening to the show sometime. The real unveil. Everybody else is fake. Even though the second one looked more like the kids than she did. But I thought the first unveil was the best. Don't you think so, Miss Elias?
You're just saying that because he was a guest.
Yeah, right. She listens to the show. She talks to me on Facebook. I mean, I like her. She's my girl.
I don't even lie. I didn't know they even changed 8 Bill.
You didn't know they had changed them?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, I mean, when somebody finally brought it to my attention, but I mean, you know, because the show was really about, you know, the Fresh Prince. You know.
Damn, I see.
And the butler. You know, the butler.
Jeffrey.
You know.
He sure. Very observant. I see.
Yeah, I know. I'd say another one, too. Now, if we took it to a movie, I would be in the movie Lean on Me, and I'd be Joe Clark.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
I'd be in The Godfather, and I'd be Michael Corleone.
Get the chains off the
doors.
I'd be Mahogany, and I'd be Diana Ross.
Ooh, that's a good one.
See,
what
that,
about you, Momo B? What movie would you pick, and who would you be?
Set it off, baby.
No, you would.
And
I
used to remove illegal substance.
You being down New Jack City. Living just enough.
I used to remove illegal substance.
All right, look, we got to say goodbye to the peace. We got to say goodbye to the peace on the J. King Network. Hey, folks, listen. Glad you guys were on for the ride.
You already said goodbye to them. I hung up on them. I had 3 minutes. I had to get in and do a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, all right. Well, then bye. well, get them off my damn thing. We didn't know they was gone already. Mr. Elias, you let us go over, baby. We got to say goodbye to those people, man. So anyway, so New Jack City is your movie, Momo B. New Jack City.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, I know you will.
Illegal substance, yeah.
Now, would you be the one on stage, my man said, you need to, if I was you, I'd be trying to find the pimples on the booty.
No, I would not. I would be the girl that's down with them. I would be their side chick right there. That
oh, you'd be the one
talking about
to step off, Grandpa.
Like, that's right.
That's what you'd be on. Step off, Grandpa.
That's me. Yes.
Yeah.
That was Vanessa Williams. That was Vanessa Williams. That's the daughter.
No, yep. That wasn't Vanessa Williams. That said step off, Grandpa. Vanessa Williams was
his
girlfriend that was
weak
and
whack. I thought her name was Vanessa Williams. That was her name?
That's her real name is Vanessa Williams.
You're
so confused. Vanessa Williams is not the one that said step off, Grandpa.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
well,
Vanessa
Williams.
Oh, I didn't know her name.
Vanessa Williams. Not Vanessa L. Williams, the singer. Vanessa Williams, the actress.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I never knew the girl name. Well, yeah, that's who I would be.
Yeah, we know. Step off, Grandpa. You ain't nothing but a disease to the city. Step off, Grandpa. Oh, God. All right, we're going to step out, and we'll be back after this. Don't go nowhere. To J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock who there, you know. Knock-knock who there. I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the J.R.E.N. Show. Man, them girls will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room, all by myself, and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, man?
I tuned into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All
All right, folks, you know every Wednesday it is the Listening Lounge, and we have a great lounge on tap for you tonight. I think it's pretty nice, nothing but very smooth music, because I really want to get into the lounge because I want to spend some extra time towards the, at the end of the show to talk about some things. I imagine Sister to Sister may be coming up tonight, Miss Delias, as well, but let's say hello to a couple of people, man, before we get into it. I want to say what's up to Sandra S. She said she is listening. Hello. Thank you so much. Myla actually sent a video to me earlier today. Thank you, sweetheart. We'll take a look at that. Glad you guys are in the house. Mr. Elias, man, can we say hello to a few people in the chat before we get into the lounge, my brother?
By all means, we got Rich, well, GOG and a bunch of guests in the chat room.
Oh, GOG's in the house. Baby Doll from Houston is tuning in. Sweetness from Orange Park, Florida is in the house. And Amelia, what a beautiful name, from Dadeville, Alabama, has checked in as well. Don't forget, every Friday night now from 7 to 8 Central, I'm on tag communicating with the peeps, doing the broadcast of Ladies First Radio. So if you tune in to Ladies First Radio, you can chat one-on-one with your boy every Friday night from 7 to 8 Central right here on the TGRS Radio Network. Online radio is best. All right, Mr. Elias, man, can we get into this thing, my brother?
And as I always say, man, let's do the get down and get it going, baby.
All right, here we go.
In the fetal position that you left me in, when I thought I'd turn a page, a new chapter in my life. Should I keep you at arm's length, where I knew you couldn't hurt me, but I let you in, made me foolishly think it's where you wanted to be. Got you on my system.
When I work, putting hard days, that's how I keep these bills paid. At my crib, things go my way. Don't give a damn about what your girlfriend say. When I come home, ain't no way in. Should have my dinner on my plate in. Clear the table when my meal is done. And break me up, girl, when I
want some. Girlfriend, don't let them emotionalize that. You pay your own bills, got your own car, got your own grip, you got it like that.
That ain't love.
He can cook and serve his own damn meal. If you don't, some other trick will. Walk away with your girlfriend. Better yet, you better run to that ain't love.
See, in my house, that's how it's gotta be. Knew I was thugging when you met me. So you know that I don't play around.
Well, I know that.
Girl, don't make me put my Mac hand down.
You better step back.
If you want me to be real with you,
get real.
You better do the things I tell you to. So don't be tripping, just respect
you
me.
You gotta, I'm
cause
respect.
In my house is how it's gotta be.
Girlfriend,
try
to run a game on you.
That ain't love.
Now rules from the old
listen here, ain't no talk back. Ain't got no time for no tit for tat. Girl, you know I'm where your place is at. So you better recognize that. See, I'm a player from the old school. And in my house it's just the same old rule. So don't be tripping, just respect me. Cause in my house is how it's got to be. You love me, baby. I've been good to you.
I still hear the reason for your tears. Why you let him treat you so
don't
bad?
Let nobody
don't tell me
play
your
for the fool.
Think about leaving, think of the leaders.
Don't
it'll
ever
be different to
them.
Cause then you're
love.
Another love.
the dreamer or the dream. Is it possible to know?
Sister tonight. That's all I want to damn know.
What?
Been a lifetime
past.
Oh, what'd you say?
I was just asking, would there be a sister to sister? Dr. Princess, do you do what she always does? Just leave me hanging. All right, whatever. All right, so look, Callie, what you do for your birthday, girl? We got 3 minutes. What you do for your birthday, girl, besides let people fill in your booty at 49?
Well, I had a little soiree at the Comedy Union, and on Friday, on Saturday night, I'm having a big party, you know, blowing out my 50s. And just chilling. But actually, for Thanksgiving, what I actually did was I fed 74 people with the one meal I cooked for myself.
You fed 74 people like Jesus with the one meal you cooked for yourself.
Exactly.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up because, Rich's sister was kind of waiting for you. You told her your power went out. That's the reason why you couldn't come over. How you going to cook? Did you cook with the lights off?
No, it was I had a gas stove.
I have a gas stove. I was great. I didn't have an electric stove. Thank God. I live in a real old building that in the floors creak. So that's the one thing. One time I was thankful for the fact that I was able to cook because it was a gas stove. I didn't need electricity. I was sitting in the kitchen by the pilot.
So why you go to Rich's house? Why she had to eat by herself?
Because I couldn't get there. You didn't tell me.
1 minute left.
Okay, well, we just thought that you gave her a pump fake when she said, well, we asked, hey, where's Caliwood? Caliwood said her lights went out. Me and Momo B started laughing. Mm-hmm. Okay, her lights went out. Okay.
No, I ain't got no reason to lie to Rich. That's my dog. I don't have to lie to her. We are friends.
I know that's right, girl. You ain't got to lie.
She is she, and I am me. So that's, we are good. So, no, that was, you know, and we hung out.
And
if you look at it, I put the video up on your page because for some reason I couldn't get it in the chat room, but it's up on your page, and you can see her on your page. Okay.
I want to check it out.
Thank you, guys.
Check that out.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I want to check it out. We'll check it out. All right, well, look, you know, folks, once again, appreciate you guys coming out, hanging out with us tonight. It was fun. I mean, I thought that I didn't get a chance to read any of these comments that people commented on the photos on Facebook and on tag, but I tell you what I will do. Doing 10 minutes on Saturday. Well, we don't have time. We're about to run out of time. On Saturday, doing 10 good minutes, I promise you that I will read. Momo B comes about to run out of time. We got less than 10 seconds. There it is.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Would you be willing to come to Detroit?
Oh, but of course. Yes.
Awesome.
Well, wait a minute, but do you know where I am? Do you know where I am?
No, I don't.
I'm sitting in the living room in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan.
I'm in Flint, girl.
Girl, if we don't have lunch tomorrow, we can't. I'm having surgery. Listen, that's another topic. And then my sister's gonna be mad.
No, she didn't.
Rewind. Find.
Another Dr. Princess Odia moment. Oh, God. All right, folks, listen, it's been real tonight. We've had a great time. And, you know, speaking of the devil, Miss Elliott, you know, she actually got in contact with me. She is in Janelle. Talking about some, I said, look here. Yeah, because she has a Christmas song that's out. I said, okay. I said, you know what? Okay. I did say I would play your Christmas song. She told me, I said, yeah, but you did say you was coming back. She said, look, I'll be there. Just let me know when. So, girl, we're going to try to get you back up in here because I definitely want to hear that Christmas carol, that official Christmas song that Sophia Janelle Taylor has out. All right, look, folks, it is time for our final thoughts. And we're going to let the birthday girl go first. Birthday girl, man, final thoughts, baby.
Just thank you guys very much and just bless you guys for what you do. And my motto now is still in what God has given you. Gonna be amazing this 2014. Let's just rock, guys.
Ooh, that's right. You reminded me we're gonna do another party. We always start something new, right? So we got a damn party coming up on New Year's Eve again. But the other one was off the chain, I gotta admit. All right, Rich Sister, 5,000 girl.
Great show tonight. Just really had a great time. Just wanna say happy birthday again to my friend Cassandra Calloway, although I had to see on Facebook that you were having another party, and you're just going to leave me out of it, right? You're just going to leave me out, right? You're going to do that, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Right? You just don't do that.
I told you she been hanging around us too long, y'all. We got to pray tonight. Jesus, we sorry. We try to keep on the path of righteousness, but she's falling off the tracks, God. We sorry. You see she getting gangsta up in this thing. She hanging around Momo B too much. Thank you, Rich Sister. Thank you very much. All right, Miss T, final thoughts, girl. Thank you, Miss Terry.
Great show. Sorry I missed the last couple of shows. I was drunk. That is no excuse.
Yeah, be like, I'm going to be a show, I'm drunk.
I'm going to be drunk all the time. What's the difference?
And my movie, I would be Queen Latifah and Set It Off. You know, I go all the way to the left.
Yeah, that's a song.
I'm
Gangsta.
That's right.
Yeah,
get
it, babe. Okay. Thank you,
baby. Whatever.
She was into that woman, so hey.
Hey, you know what? You can't try it once. You know, hey. Whatever.
Oh, we got to talk about that on Saturday. Ooh, I want to explore that topic a little bit more with your ass. Thank you very much, girl. All right, right. Dr. Princess, I'll do your final thoughts if she's back.
Okay. I want to read something that my daughter said today on Facebook. And I have to read this. And this is a shout out to a young girl that has so much wisdom. And ladies, gents, listen up. As my computer takes its own sweet loving time to bring this thing up. Okay, hold on just 2 seconds here. I'm trying to...
Hold up, girl. We ran out of time.
Okay.
You need to get your
stuff together.
This is what she said.
Yesterday in ballet, once again, I got proven so right about females. All of the girls in my class had their hair done very nicely, so I commented everyone out loud so they all knew they looked dope. This one uneasy female blurted out, she's just hate. Now, this is where I'm at. Females, get your life together. If you clearly see that another female is simply giving you a friendly compliment, you have no right to assume she's hating unless your body language spoke otherwise. In your mind, if you can't understand the difference between a hater and a lover, you should consider looking further into yourself. Fixing some details. Isn't that just wonderful? So shout out to my daughter, Lauren Blanding. I love you, baby, and I love all the ladies out there.
All right, that's good. Thank you. Wow, that was quick. I'm shocked. Okay. All right. Momo B, baby, final thoughts, girl.
My final thought is let all the positive people stay positive. That's great. All the negative people, sit the hell down.
Okay. God bless you. All right, thank you.
God bless you so much.
Thank you. Miss Elliott, man, final thoughts. What the hell was that?
Hey, you know, I'm kind of guy that likes to surf the internet for news. And, hey, man, I look at the Huffington Post, and Jada Pinkett Smith is on there in a bikini. And, Lord... she got her booty showing. And y'all know how I feel about booty. Booty is more important than breathing.
All day.
More important than water. I say, hey, Jada, let me tell you something. I like you, and I want you. You do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, we have a few minutes left. I want to do something here, man, because I thought about this, and this is something that my daughter asked me to do, and I thought it was a crazy game. And what she asked me to do, and Mr. Elias, I want you to go first. We have a few minutes. She said, I want you to name a person, right, a first name of a person by using every letter in the alphabet, right? And she timed me. So I want to do the same thing, bro. So from A to Z, I want you to name a person using from A to Z. I want to see how long it takes you to do it. You willing to be down with that?
Nah. Amber, Beverly...
No, man, you can't start now, Michelle. That's like, I mean, you're going to do it. You ready?
Man, hell no.
All right, come on, Momo B, you do it. All right, ready, Momo B, ready? I'm going to start the clock. Ready? Three.
Okay,
you got to name the first name of using every letter of the alphabet. You ready?
Okay, but can you say the alphabet? Can I just say the name?
You don't know the damn alphabet, Momo B? Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Okay, let's go. Got it.
You ready? All right.
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
Alan, Beverly, Kathy, David, Evelyn, Frank, Harry, Ingrid, George, Larry, Monique,
huh?
Michelle.
Hold on, now keep going. You was wrong. You messed the alphabet up. You said George after G is before H. Alpha. Keep going. Go.
Oscar, Peter, Quentin, Robert, Sam, Tom.
You.
Unger,
Victor Williams.
Go.
Anita, Benita, Cassandra, Debbie, Ellen, Frank, Jeez, George, Harry, Isidore, Jacob, Kenny, Larry, Melvin, Nancy, Octopus, wait a minute. Peter, Peter, Quincy, Randy, Stephen, Tommy, Yusef, Victor, William, Xavier, Yvonne, Zachary.
You skipped. All right, how many damn letters did your ass skip? She skipped so many damn letters. What was that?
No,
what was that? Oh,
no,
my God.
It's hard.
I knew it's hard. I thought it was
let
crazy.
Me,
I said, wow.
Go ahead, Jay.
Huh?
Let me try.
Oh, we will. Okay, I tell you what. Let's do it in Sister to Sister. We'll, let's close the show out first. So for Miss Terry, for Rich Sister, Callie Wood, Momo B, Dr. Princess O.D., Mr. L.E.S., and Miss Terry, that's her, and Light Skin, and Callie Wood. All right, we'll see you back on Saturday, folks. Peace. Don't go nowhere. Okay, real quick. All right. Real quick. Are you ready to go?
You better be real quick and completely out of here. Are you kidding me? This is Sister to Sister.
Shut up. All right. So, Rich Sister, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Go.
Alan, Bob, Charles, David, Earl, Frank, George, Henry, Irene, Jack, Kennedy, Larry, Mel, Neil, Oscar, Peter, Quincy, Robert, Sam, Terry, Ulysses, Victor, Xavier, Yolanda, Zena.
She sure did, didn't she?
She did.
You skipped W.
But I'm late.
That was good, though. That was good. All right, come on, Mama B, you do it real quick. Ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, but you messed up. You want to try it again?
No, I do not.
Okay, fine. Dr. Prince O.D., would you like to try it?
I guess I would. Can I please have an opportunity to write down the alphabet so that I don't lose?
No,
Oh my God, what the hell is up with y'all?
No, that's the part that makes it hard. It's not the names. Y'all
don't know the damn
alphabet. That's like not knowing what comes after two.
No, it's not.
Everybody who did it has to get a letter here or there.
That's true. You're right about that.
Yeah,
so you ready?
Okay,
hold on. Let me restart the clock. Because Rich Sister got it. Well, hers really don't count because she missed the W. All right, ready? You did miss the W.
No, because Rich
Sister
already wrote down
the
alphabet. That's not there.
I'm sorry.
Princess Ordelia has already written down the alphabet. So it's not fair.
She can't
write that
I
damn
fast.
That. You give her the benefit of the doubt. That other can't write that fast.
Are you putting me under the bus on an assumption?
All right, ready? Okay, ready? Go.
Go.
Andy, Barbara, Sierra, Daryl, Edward, Frank, George, Hallie, Iman, Ian, Jack, Kristen, Lisa, Mary, Naomi, Oscar,
Paul, Quentin, Robert, Steve, Tom, Unique. William, Xavier, Yolanda, and I started to say zebra. But I mean, I'm a halo. Finn.
What? Let me tell you something. First of all, you don't spend no Christian with no damn K with your crazy ass.
Yes, you do. Kirsten or Kristen.
You said Kristen.
No, I didn't say Kristen.
No,
I said Kristen. Kristen.
But I've seen Kristen spelled with the K, KRISTEN. So
I ain't never seen no mess like that.
A lot of us all said Quincy for Q.
That's true.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Quincy is a Q.
All right, well, that was fun. All right, later, ice cream, later, bees, ladies, is all y'all.
Okay. Well, first of all, Callie Wood, are you going to hang out with us on the sister time for a moment?
Sure. First of all, I want to say if you could eat them damn mushrooms, you might get the alphabet right. What's up, ladies?
Who is that? Is that the intruder? What are you
What's
here
up, Momo?
For?
Oh, no, I'm standing over there. See, look at.
Hi, Rob.
What's up? Who's this, Rich Sister?
Yep, how you
good
doing?
Good evening. I'm proud of you. We know that you aren't taking them hallucinogenic medicines like the great doctor, the mushroom lady. She couldn't even get past C.
I don't
anyway,
take
how
mushrooms.
Y'all doing?
We're fine, but it's a sister and sister time. I'm starting to think that you got a little sweet on you, baby, because you come every week.
All right, well, I'm going on mute because I have a lot of noise in the background. I just wanted to say hi and see how everybody's holiday was. But I'll talk to you ladies later. Say peace.
No. I have a question for you. Can I ask you a question? I'm going to ask you a question. Where are you from?
My mama.
Where are you from, Rob? Just whatever. That's exactly why it's just a sister time and men aren't allowed. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Okay, what's up, my lady?
What's up, my sister?
Hey. That's you, Rob. Oh, gosh. Anyway, my sister.
Yes, my sister. Music. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, my sister.
Oh, good. Yes, that's Callie Wood. Happy birthday, Callie Wood. Girl, I know you feel good, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I got to put that all out on the airwaves today.
Well, you know, it's your birthday weekend, too. You know, you don't have to if you don't want to. Are you younger than me or older than me?
How you doing, Callie Wood? She's 155, and happy birthday, Callie Wood. But she's about 155. You know how them witch doctors work. You know, they can hide their age. Oh, did I say that out loud? Okay.
I don't mind sharing my age. My birthday was this past Saturday, and I turned technically 44. But I always tell people, I don't tell people how old I am because they always think I'm much younger. So I always say I'm old as you think I am.
That's true. You know what? It's a trip. I said after this because it was such a big birthday of the year. But I'm not going to say it anymore because I don't look my age. I mean, I like getting you 50. Dang. You know what I'm saying? What you do? I'm not going to drink a lot of water and alcohol. You can look like me. But
I heard that.
and it trips me out because I know I do, you know, saying because of my age and my size and I work out and I, you know, but I do. I'm not saying I sit here and live a pure life, but it trips me out when they go, dang, really? And it trips me out when there are people who I think older than me. And they like younger than me by 15 years, but they look like they older than me by 20.
Wow. But you know, in our associated character sign, we have, that's like the energy that it encompasses us, you know, that happiness. And I'm going to tell you what really makes it being happy. Having a positive attitude brings about you. That is the key.
And that's it. I think if I ran around frowning or whatever, I'd have wrinkles in my face, whatever. Like, because you can see, when you see me, I'm smiling. It's like, I'm not going to let, I mean, I've had my moments when I get upset, but I said after, I'm not going to let nothing upset me. I'm not going to let nobody take my joy. When I walk and you see me, like, man, that girl got a light about her. Because that's what it is. And I'm not running from it no more, man. It's just, you know, I ran from it for a long time, Princess, being real. I ran from the light for a long time because it's a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying? You know, especially, you know how it is when people expect a whole bunch from you or whatever.
So if
you fail or whatever, like when I was telling earlier, from 2003 to 2009, I was kind of MIA. You know what I'm saying? And for all the stuff and things that I did, you would think there would have been more soldiers, more, you know, around me, and they weren't. And so when I came out and started doing the show, it was like I asked nobody for nothing. I just came on back on the scene and just did what I had to do. But then I went, what were you doing that time? If you was really my friend, you would have known what was going on. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, so I was like, you know, so I, you know, I was talking to Jackie earlier. It's like, you know, there's some people in my life that they've been around a long time. And it's like, you know, and I just keep them around because they've been around a long time. But if you weighing me down, and it's like, you know, you weighing me down and you messing with my, when I say that, I mean, you messing with my spirit, I got to let you go.
That's right. That does not work. You know what? I know some people that they actually focus on all of like the dark side of things all the time. They can find a negative in something every time. Like just that's what they focus on. And not some, I don't even think intentionally, that's just how, that's their personality. And I'm telling you, I mean religiously, when it's like about, when they're like 50, 60, you know, if they make it to 70, when they're 50s, they're 60s, their body is breaking down at least by the 50s and the 60s. I mean, breaking down. And you're thinking, like, how old are you? Oh, I'm 55. 55, dude. You're young. 55. Oh, I'm 61. Come on.
But Princess, I tell you, but let's remember this. When we were growing, you know, you're younger than me, but anybody in my generation, when I was growing up, your grandparents were 50 and 60 years old. That did appear to be old to you. Now you have grandparents that are in their 30s. You see what I'm saying? So the paradigm has shifted. You know what I'm saying? I grew up, my grandmother looked like a grandmother. You know what I'm saying? You would think if I had children, right now I'm old enough to have children, I don't look like what a typical 50-year-old was looking like when I was growing up. You know, and then you have to also ask, you have to also put to the fact that when we were growing up, we were eating food that was grown, you know, my grandparents had a yard where there was watermelon and cabbage and stuff like that. We were eating healthier. There are not many 50, like I see some of the 50-year-olds in my generation, we still look great because we didn't eat all McDonald's and all that processed food and all
that stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
When
my body broke down in 2003, I was doing a bunch of stuff. I mean, I had this accident in 2003 and woke up and I couldn't eat avocados, mushrooms, corn. I haven't been in a movie theater since 2003 because it was a shift. You know what I'm saying? And then 10 years later when I got sick in July, it was the same thing. But because I lived somewhat of a healthy life and going to the gym, it didn't hold me down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It didn't break me down. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I have a bad knee, bad foot, bad back. There's some days I can't walk where I feel like I'm 80. But I don't let that stop me. I just keep on smiling. I'm just on smiling.
Wow. I'm telling you, that's what's up. I'm so proud of you. Tell me about the Caliwood Award. I've always heard about it. I never really, I'm like, okay, Caliwood, but I never heard about it.
Well, first of all,
What's so funny is that it's the fact that you brought it up, because Sister just got me, so I'm going to get her now on Sister to Sister. So the Caliwood Awards is actually, I created the Caliwood Awards at the same time I came up with the conception of Caliwood on June 5th. And what I wanted it to be was the fans to vote on their favorite actor, their favorite doctor, their favorite, whoever was, whatever category they were in, the fans get to say who they like, not corporations buying spots. You know, like, who do the fans like? And so when I first started off, the first time we were voted, the first show in 2010, we had 3,001 votes. And the next year was not 5,000. And then this year we had 97,000 votes that came in, you know. So it's just, you know, it's just my show. It's for me to show the people who come on my show that are taking their time out, whether they're spending an hour, 20 minutes. You know how me, I Cali Jack them. You get on the show, you get looked up and 3 hours later, you're still talking. So, you know, so that was my way to show them that the fans are actually voting for them. It's not like, you know, to be, you know, BET with how much you, these are the actual fans who listen to the show. So that's why, you know, I wanted to do it. Now, you know, there's going to be some changes next year, because this year, you know, I had 173 guests on last season's show. I had 173 letters I had to send out. Okay, so, you know, so I'm going to try to get less work but still give them a lot of it. But the show was October 10th. But here's the funny thing, Princess Odea. When the show started, right, when I went to, I was talking, Jackie was there running the switchboard, doing her thing, everything, running Ustream, doing everything, right? And the first award I gave out was for favorite co-host, right? And Jackie didn't win. Jackie didn't win, right? But Jackie had attitude the rest of the night. I went to Jackie, man. I went to ask Jackie something. She's like, I can't hear you. But if you couldn't hear me, then why can you tell me I can't hear you? But you can hear me say I can't hear you. Right? And so then, right? I can't hear you, but then, but all of us, but you can hear me say I can't hear you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, okay. So then, and towards the end of the evening, she actually won for favorite, what was it, segment host?
Segment host.
Oh, she, oh, why she didn't, oh, you see? You see? So, what it was Jackie just knew she was going to win favorite co-host, because it was Tony Rich entrance. She just knew that she was going to win favorite co-host. So she was over there putting on her shoes and getting ready to come up on stage to collect her award. And when I didn't call her name, boy, let me tell you, I don't think there was no nun up in there. But then when she finally won, she was just like, you know, she was, you know, but I, so that's it. So we, you know, gave out the Caliwood Awards. And I'm actually going to have an award show to give out the awards to the people who couldn't make the award show.
I just say congrats. And like you said, you were down, hey, you hit that valley, and they know I'm getting ready to say it. That was your truth. That was your journey to your life's true purpose. And it's a mother. It hurts like something else, I'm telling you, it does. And matter of fact, if you don't go through it, hey, you don't get to the other side. So congrats on that. And then,
but let me tell you like this, dude. On the real, man, it was like since getting out the hospital, man, and Jackie, and I know Jackie was probably Tommy calling her, and I didn't want to be whining, but, I mean, just stuff. The devil was coming left and right, just everything. I mean, 72 hours before, 48 hours before the event's supposed to start, I just happened to go to the club for another party, and the dude who owns the club tells me, he said, can we push it back a little? Now, we're supposed to start at 5 o'clock, okay? And also, Diva Simply Stevens, Cheryl Lee Ralph, Diva Simply Singing, was starting at 7:30 that same night, okay? So I got Kelly Price and people like, yo, if we start at 5, you get me out of here by 8 o'clock, we good. I get to the club, and I'm told that we can't start till 8 o'clock. So I lost half of my show, half my audience, half my staff, you know what I'm saying? But I still did. If you go to Ustream, we still did a great show. We still did, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just sitting there, and at that point, like, I'm at the club, and I went in the corner, and I lost it, and I cried, and I kicked something. And then I realized I'm in public, and I actually, this was a fan. This is this girl who knows me from Facebook, and she was like, oh, my God, is that Caliwood? I follow her, and she's actually a comedian, and I had to get it together. And then I got to get around, and Keith Washington is there, and Christopher Williams is there. And I look at the pictures, and I could tell in the pictures I was crying, I was mad, but I had to play, you know what I'm saying? I had to then suck it up. So I say, I'm to say this, that the devil is a liar. He thought he was going to stop me. Put me in the hospital July, you know, 7th, you know, a couple of weeks before the awards. Venue was already paid for. Awards were already paid for, because I already knew how many numbers we needed. And so I said, and it still happened. That's what I'm saying.
But, okay. You know what? I'm going to put a spin on that.
you know, people always say, I know this is not the inspirational corner. My sister, you still here? She's probably like, oh, Lord. But listen, I got to say this. This is a light, a positive light on that night. The devil didn't do shit. He was my friend. Okay, this sister, this guy, I'm going to keep it real. It ain't the devil, per se. As, or I'll say this. It's an adversity that took place that gave you the opportunity to realize a greater strength, a greater situation in you, and for you to come out and you can say you did it in spite of all that. So a lot of times when we look at situations and we'll say, when we give it that label as the devil, that's the automatic scapegoat for us to blame it instead of looking at it as an opportunity that it was given to us for to experience something greater, a greater truth. So,
can I flip that just real quick? Just, I just want to play devil's advocate for a quick second, right? And when you say, you know, you're better because you came through it, right? How many come through it do we have to have when you're a good person? You see what I'm saying? It's like I'm like, you know.
That's why.
So then, it's almost better to be bad.
No, it's not.
No, it ain't.
Don't ever say that.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm just doing this is just for conversation. You know
good.
I'm not gonna give up.
Right, but guess what? It's all good. Okay? It's all good because there's the yin and the yang that balances out at the climax. You get it? So the yin and the yang is necessary. It's all good. That light that you turn on and off, it turns on and off. The battery in your car, it doesn't work if it's not positive and negative. Your body, your life, you don't operate. Your body will shut down if your toxins are not released. That's life. But when it comes to our physical, tangible life and being, we don't know how to keep the same consistency or relate that to ourselves. And we'll say, the circumstance, no, that's not applicable. So they created something that gives us an excuse to call it bad and pay no attention to it. I'm going to put you under here. And it's like, no, come hold on a minute. I'm here for a reason. When you get that, that's when everything that even the things that appear to be bad, quote unquote, they're not even bad anymore. Because then you begin to look at it like, oh, okay, well, what am I to experience right here? Got it. You know, and then you get it, and you move on, and it's like you're not fighting with an individual that you think is bad in your corridor. Let that thing go on past. Acknowledge its presence. Oh, okay. Hey, what's up? What's up? All right, you just passing through? Oh, okay, I'm going to let you pass through. Don't sit there and fight it. Call it all kind of names. You in there, you know, why you here? It's saying what? What are you talking about? I'm just passing through. That's how we do the negative things in our life. We sit up and have an argument with it, pick a fight with it, if you would. If you can picture that as a person. Because you know, when you hear people talk about the devil, people act like the devil like some person just sitting around here walking around and just, here I am, I'm, you know, messing with you. No. That is the adversity that balances out the positive, brings it to a head, and it's all good. Bottom line. It's all good. Otherwise, what's your point of existence?
Right. You got it. You just true that. That makes sense. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just giving conversation. You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing, you know, try to give all sides. But now it was so funny that you brought up your car. Now, okay, so I'm bringing up something else. Let me tell you something, because I was about to be real evil if I talked to Rich's sister. My next door neighbor, had my car towed. Because my bumper was a milliliter in his driveway, and he couldn't pull his boat in at 1:43 in the morning. So instead of calling me, ringing my bell, knowing who I am, he had my car towed.
Wow.
He then had the audacity to say hello to me on Thanksgiving morning. And I said, you had my car towed? He said, well, I couldn't get the bus, but you could have rang the bell. I didn't want to wake you.
Wow.
I said, thank you very much, and I handed him one of the plates of food that I was giving to the homeless. Now, what I was going to do
would get a sign, a neon sign from my front lawn, say UMF with a finger because he lives directly across the street from me and have it blaring in his door at 1:43 every morning.
But you know what? By you doing what you did, being positive, you didn't cause for the negative reaction to take place in your body that causes, that releases all kind of things. It causes for ailments to take place over time and everything.
No, I didn't know. I didn't let it out on him. I just said everything to Rich's sister, and then we just prayed.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. But look at it this way: the plate of food, which was the heat or cold, over his head, like
yeah, but it didn't even serve its purpose. But guess what? It didn't even serve the purpose that it really could have served if you would have done that literally from the heart of compassion for real.
Let me add insult to injury. Well, but I'm going to add to insult to injury when it comes to this, the fact that he thought he couldn't wake me. One of my friends owns Bagel Nosh, which is this big bagel store in L.A. So they can't legally give the bagels away. So up until maybe they stopped driving July for like 7 months, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I would get the used bagels, give them to shelters, but then I was also putting them on the doors of my neighbors. So I have already fed this man. I had already fed him for months. I was putting bagels on his door. That's what, you know what I'm saying? But he felt that it was necessary for him to pull his car in, his boat in, at 1:43 in the morning and have me towed. And I fed him prior to giving him a Thanksgiving meal. What I'm trying to tell you is from February up until June, July, before I got sick, I was feeding him, putting bagels on his door almost every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Jackie told me don't give her no more bagels. You understand what I'm saying? That's how many, this is like, I had hundreds of bagels, fresh bagels, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and would put them on my neighbor's, on his door as well, and he still had my car towed. You know, and this is the thing I said,
but guess what? Guess what? And I know it sounds like it's just like a positive junkie. It's like, what? But even still, keep it real, I would be upset too. But I would have to catch myself before I said anything because I realized the whole big picture. Like, okay, this is something for me to get out of this. All right, so he's doing this, and until you get it, stuff like that will keep happening with him because that's just how it is. That's how life is.
And the car was parked. The car had been parked there since last Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? The car had been sitting there. But here's the deal. It was an 84 Cadillac. The car was given to me in 2005. Somebody would give me another car. I'm not. It's no big deal. But it took. I'm not gonna lie.
What do you mean somebody has to give you another car? You can't go get your car?
No, because if they went almost 1,000 miles, it's not worth $1,000.
Oh my God!
It's not worth $1,000 to retrieve it. It's not. It's the car's not worth.
Oh
it.
Oh my God!
And he knew I wasn't driving it because I've been taking the bus where I needed to go. I mean, it broke down and I fixed it, but when I found that the bus works really well because I'm from New York and I really don't like driving anyway, I just started taking the bus. And it was take. I was and I'm and I get to the locations I need to get to in the same amount of time that it would take me to drive there. So he knew I wasn't driving. You know what I'm saying? So it's no big deal. But here's the deal. Like I said, it was time to let the car go. It was a gift. You know what I'm saying? And call it a day. You know, call it a day.
And
but I'm telling
you, it's not this, it's something greater. Because that, you know what? What he did opened up another opportunity for you. Because you've given him good. And you've done good to him. Remain in that frame. Be very positive. When you see him, hey, how you doing? And mean that from the bottom of your heart. Let me tell you, when people do wrong to you, I know when I was in my valley, man, I had some people, people did me so wrong. I mean, it would just blow your mind how people would do. And I began to get this thing like, well, you know what? If they knew what I knew about their actions, they wouldn't fathom to do what they're doing to me. So the only thing I can do at this point is say, forgive them for real, for they know not what they do. And the only thing I can have is compassion for them. like a handicapped person. That's a handicapped person who doesn't get it. So you straight. He's going to heal. And the beauty of it is he's set himself up for his journey because he's going to experience some things. He'll be there to see you, you know, rise and go even further than where you already are. You know, it's all good.
And that's what he's probably saying. She don't need to come because he be seeing limousines and everything else pick me up because I don't drive myself nowhere. You know what I'm saying? He sees one of my fly friends in a Mercedes or a Lexus. Well, 90% of the time, that's a limousine taking me from my crib. You know what I'm saying? So it's all, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, I'm not even worried about. Like I said, I wasn't going to talk about it anymore, but we were talking, you know, sister, we being real and talking about not changing. But yeah, man, I'm telling you, to rich sister talked me off the crazy ledge. I'm telling you. She did. Because I'm like,
she did. Yes,
you
did. I had to. I had to throw a Bible verse and everything.
I'm like, oh, you don't hit me with the Bible verse now.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
I mean, anyway, he had me so mad, I was on Facebook. I'm done. I'm not going to be nice no more. He was like, oh, my God, you got to be nice. You got to be, you know why. Because if I be nice, being nice ain't getting me nowhere because everybody's just walking over me. Man, let me tell you, like, this ain't nobody walking over me. He's going to get his. I'm going to get a better car. And here's the thing. I didn't go nowhere in the car anyway, just to the supermarket and to my little errands. Like, when I leave my house, someone takes me or it's a limo.
Yeah,
so cool.
All she was doing was moving the car from one side of the street to another.
Right, and try not to get a ticket. That's it. Try not to get a ticket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
So Monet, look at it like this. It's been permanently moved. See? Now you got to move the limo.
Because at first, when it was like $400, I was thinking about getting it back and then parking it in the spot again. Like you didn't get me, you had me towed. But then I was like, yo, I'm not going to spend. It's my birthday weekend. The car ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm not pimped up, hosed down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get something else. Somebody going to bless me with something else. And like I said, I don't drive anyway. I can't stand driving. I can't stand driving. I will jump on the bus in a heartbeat. Now, that's not a bus. It's my limousine. Because when I get on it, I'm in my own world anyway.
Now, I have a question. Now, you guys live around all those mountains, don't you?
Not really. I mean, they're in the distance, you know, because we live in L.A. We live in L.A. proper, you know, the proper of Los Angeles. So, you know, when you see those mountains, the Hollywood sign, like, I can actually, from my back porch, I can look off and see the Hollywood sign in the distance.
So you don't have to drive through a lot of mountains and stuff?
Oh, no, it's a freeway
there.
The 4 miles.
Nowhere. There's no mountains.
Nah, it ain't like we up in, no. And I was like, we ain't rolling
we
in Texas.
We ain't in Big Bear or
Manor. Like,
okay.
We ain't got tumbleweeds rolling.
We are in the heart of L.A. We are in the hood.
Exactly. Well, no, I'm not in the hood. Okay, I live in Miracle Mile.
I'm trying to just give her a picture. We ain't near no mountains.
No, right,
You talking Big Bear and Mammoth. We ain't nowhere near there.
No, we're metropolis. We're a city. Like, I walk out my door and there's Counter and McDonald's and Taco Bell and 8 liquor stores on 2 streets. You know what I'm saying? We live in here. We don't live, unless we go into Big Bear or something like that. You know, nah, it's not like that.
Oh.
Princess, where are you? Where do you live?
I live in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
Oh, wow. What is it like in Bloomfield Hills? How did you end up in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan?
I do a lot for a living. But, Bloomfield Hills is Bloomfield Hills. It's a very upper class. It's the wealthiest city in Michigan, and you know the county is top. But we don't have mountains and stuff like that. It's beautiful, you know. It's a nice place, very nice place to stay. It's not far from Detroit, so it's like right. Well, it's not on the border, but it's another, a few suburbs between me and Detroit.
but it only takes me like 25 minutes to get to Detroit. So it's not bad, you know, jump on the freeway and, you know, go into town. I'm down the street from Birmingham, and it's nice. It's real nice, you know, but it's not like California in some places of California or whatever. I mean, Michigan is beautiful. I wouldn't trade it for the world. The Michigan, the waters that we have, I just wouldn't trade it for the world. Summer times are beautiful. Winter, you know, it has its beautiful days, and all the fall seasons, absolutely gorgeous. Even downtown Detroit now is amazing. It's amazing, amazing. So, I mean, it's a really, really, really nice, very safe. I know in Detroit, you know, they're bankrupt, but you know what? It's a new beginning, and that's flat out. It's a new beginning because you come here. I mean, it's so much money. A lot of the suburban people actually are moving back downtown, and you can barely find places. There are apartments and condos that are millions up downtown now. I mean, you can barely find places to live, and people are scrounging to find property just to hold on to it because now they're moving all the big stores downtown. And it's wonderful, and that's where all the cops are too, though. So. But in the inner city, I'm telling you, it's like Chicago. You know, Chicago, you go downtown Chicago, of course, we don't have, it's not as big as Chicago. You go downtown Chicago, it's safe. You know, you feel safe, you feel, you know, good. But you know, you won't necessarily go on the outskirts because that's where it's not so safe in so many areas. That's how it is here in Detroit. So in Detroit, you have a lot of the inner city, you know, even me. The other day, I went somewhere with one of my friends and went to this, I stopped at one corner at a block, and it was a car in front of me that stopped. And I, you know, because the guy is this, you know, they stopped at the stop sign. This young dude gets out. When he gets out, my friend says, you know, drive on around. Drive around him. So we drive around, go on to the next block. But the car still sits there, and the dude is walking down the street. We pull up in the driveway, and I look, and it's dark, and the guy is flying. I mean, he is flying, walking, you know, real fast towards me. My friend gets up on the porch of course, and I so happen, I was getting ready to get something out of the back seat of my car, but I'm always watching. Like, when I'm in the city, I'm looking. I mean, I'm at the light, and I'm, like, sitting way back from the light, and I'm looking around to make sure I'm, you know, I'm cool. And I look, the guy walking so fast. I called out to my friend, and I slammed the door, locked, and hurried up and got up and got and, you know, went towards the porch. But when he saw that I was going towards the porch, the car that was at the corner moved up, and the guy gets back in the car. He was getting ready to come get it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like that. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate for him. But, you know, we're doing some great things. But actually, my organization, we're starting December 9th. We're launching the Global Youth Transformation Movement. We're going into all the schools, and we're doing, this is the fourth annual Global Transformation Tour Detroit. And our focus this year is bringing transformation to our youth. So what, you know, the idea is we're going to ignite true purpose-focused teens, and we're giving them all the tools that they need to get their college scholarship if they are to go to college, if they choose that. And we've got great speakers and people that are going to tell their journey story and to inspire them to go after their dreams. Some of them will tell, some of the, we've got doctors who graduated from high school with 1.5, but they ended up being honor roll college students and going on to great things, and they remember when the parents told them, you'll never be anything. And they'll be able to be there telling this at these events. And then we've got Marvis Burns coming in town, and he got over $500,000
and college scholarships. And he's from the east side of Detroit. Over half a million. He wrote a book. It went number one in Amazon in three categories in 1 month. 25 years old, raised by a single mother. He knew his mom couldn't pay for him to go to college, and that's what he wanted to do. And so he put it all in the book, and now he's going to be teaching everybody. So we're going to give them the resources and tools, empower them, inspire them. And I'm telling you, Callie Wood, I saw the vision. I said, we're going to go to every high school that will have us in the world. We're going. And that's what we're doing. So we're launching that movement on the 9th. We've got six schools already that we're going to next week. It's going to be powerful. And it's time just to inspire, you know?
It is. And, you know,
so it's going to be all good.
Well, what you need to do is you need to call into my show Saturday morning at 11:30 in the morning and promote your event going on. Because what I realized after listening to 4 years being on Blog Talk and knowing who I am, I was like, if you listen to this season's show, it's more on positivity and just things we can do and uplift. I mean, I'm always going to keep the entertainment and the guests and the jokes, but there's so many more things that we can do. And I don't want to be just that host that, okay, you know, you can get good jokes here. I'm also trying to feed the Cali Nation with more positive affirmations and going forward and doing, you know, more like more sister to sister but live on Caliwood, you know. So it would be a pleasure if you come down on Saturday at 11:30 in the morning and drop in, let the Caliwood Nation know what you got going on. Hey Jay, did you start tonight's show? I'm sorry.
I set up tonight's show, so.
Oh, that's right. We don't have to call in no more. That's right. I'm sorry. Because, because Blog Talk has this new thing now, and we don't have to call in the shows. Because I'm like, I realized it's after 8 o'clock, and Jackie's still on the phone. I'm like, did she start the show? No.
Yeah,
we don't have to
the show.
Wow. I'm sorry.
What is your email, Callie Wood? I need to get your email so I can email you information about the event.
Okay, my email is info@CosandraCalloway.com. That's info@CosandraCalloway.com. And I'll do that one more time. info@CosandraCalloway.com. That's CosandraCalloway. So you can send that information. And anybody that listens to J. Ryle's show, Sister to Sister, if you want to be on Caliwood, you want to be a guest, send it at info@CosandraCalloway.com, and we'll hook you up.
Yes. That's going to be so awesome. I appreciate that because these kids need it. And you know what I'm telling you? I've got some TV interviews Wednesday. And they want to talk about this. I said, you know what? This whole movement is going to ignite not just a transformation in the youth, but a transformation in the adults, too. Because when we talk about raising a child with a two-purpose focus, what about the parents? The parents are the ones that's kind of like gone, you know, depressed, on pills, not paying attention to the kids. And also, we're so submerged in the system, we don't think for ourselves, and we teach our children not to think. We tell them, this is how you're going to do it. And they're like, I don't want to do that. I got one gentleman that's going to speak. He's an attorney, and he's a Caucasian man. And he's an attorney, very, very prominent attorney here in Bloomfield Hill. He said he come from a whole family of attorneys, but he wanted to be an artist. When he told his father he wanted to be an artist, he said, you will not. You will be an attorney. And he became a very prominent attorney. I met him one day sitting in Starbucks, and he's on his iPod doing his art and all this. And we got to talk. We started talking. And he tells me that he didn't go after his dream until recently. And now he has an app on, he has a big app on the iPad, an art app. And he's just now doing his dream. He has on his business card, Richard, and Richard the creator. You know, and he's just now doing his dream. He looks like he's about 40-something, you know, years old or whatever. Got a young lady that's going to speak. You know, she had been dealing with cancer and everything. And she said, you know, I'm not thinking about dying, but when I tell people, that's the first thing they want to do. That's the only thing that's dying in you is what man said about you all these years. You wanted to speak. You never would speak, but you're going to speak on this event on the 14th. And you're going to tell them how you wanted to be a speaker, and they told you had a little funny voice, so you wanted to speak. Who said you're not a speaker?
parents made her go to college and made her do, that's not going to make you any money. You're going to go and do this. You know, they put the fear in you. So much fear, you can't live your dream.
Talk about it.
Yeah, live it, live it, and it's a trip. And it's like, you know, you would think that they would want, you know, success. And the thing about it is, like, I say that, you know, I love my mom to death, but some of the things, like, you know, I think, you know, she made me think, like, you know, like, I, like, if you don't get paid for this, then it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're doing this, are you making any money? And it's not about money, because I'm doing right now what I want to do. I had to have a conversation with a friend the other day who wanted me to work on an event and wanted me to do, you know, run the event for them. I'm like, yo, and it's a position for me to be a DJ and host an event, a celebrity basketball game, what I do, and this is what I'm doing now, but you want to put me in a box and put me back in what I was doing before. I'm like, I had to tell him, like, you know what, that's not fair to me. That's not fair to me. You have a way, you, there's two jobs, and you don't want to give me the job I'm doing now. You want me to do what you, this thing. You know, that's not, you're not seeing my growth. You're not in my corner. Because if you were my corner, you wouldn't come at me with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. People, you have to know your self-worth, man. And you have, and it comes from the, yeah, comes from within. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, because people will put limits on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you really got to know who you are and what you can do, and know that, hey, I'm going for it no matter who's in my corner.
Exactly.
I know what I can do, and hey, the sky's the limit. And you really gotta, more than say it, you really gotta truly believe it and receive it.
That's the part, right.
Where people struggle not really believing it or receiving it. They think success belongs to, it's for everybody else. It's not
for them. They also want to antiquate or say make success based on the amount of money you have. I'm not rich, but I'm not successful because I'm not a millionaire. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't have nothing to do with money. Mm-hmm. Not at
but
all.
But guess what, guys? I do want to say this. It's interesting. It's like, you know, when you go through, I've authored the book series, Training in the Spirit, right? How to Birth Life to Purpose. And when I talk about that process of spiritual pregnancy, the key is listening to that intuition 100%, i.e. God, however people call it, intuition, life, universe, whatever makes you feel good, okay? God ain't tripping. So when you follow that 100%, get up in the day. What am I to do today? And that thing that comes to you, you write it down and you follow that. I'm telling you, you will go through the valley, because that's what it's going to do. It's going to take you through the journey that they describe that Jesus did, you know? So you go through it. You are not exempt from it. The only way you're going to get to the other side if you go through it. Okay, and it's going to be hell to pay. You're going to experience hell on earth. You're going to experience a time when you have to say forget them, for they know not what they do. And you'll go through that sometimes a few times in your life, but we become complacent and we don't keep moving. Because if you keep moving and keep pushing past, you will get to the riches. That is your heaven experience. You will get to that, but you're going to pay for that. It doesn't come easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to, it'll come when you're so down and you have to, you're going to have to come to that space where you feel like you are already in the quicksand, and everybody around you, you holding your hand up trying to get out of the quicksand, and they're pushing your head down in the quicksand, saying you sit there, you know, pushing you in there and you're trying to get out. You'll go through that and then rise from that. Then come to a place that you're kind of cool. You know, you're like, okay, I'm straight here. Shoot, that's all I just went through. I don't need to go no further. But then it's a greater push that you got to go through. And that push, let me tell you, at the end you get catapulted. That's that instant you are in that position where you have risen to the other side. You have transcended to the limits beyond. I was listening to watching the interview that Oprah had with Tina Turner, her recent one,
you know, she just got married, 73 years old. Now listen to her, how she talked about the only, basically, the only thing left that there is to experience is death. Because right now, there is no desire for nothing. She said, I have every solitary thing that I want. I have no desire for nothing. That's that nirvana. It's here for all of us, but not many people are willing to go through the journey to get there. So I always try to encourage people to realize this. Don't say it's not the money. You know, we rest on that. It's not about the money. You know, we talk money is evil, money is evil, da-da-da-da. Yeah, if you go at it without that wonderful wisdom and guidance that teaches you compassion and love along the way, as opposed to getting it the superficial way, the man-made journey. You know, go to school, get the degree, da-da-da. You work like a Hebrew slave, kick folks down to get to where you got to go and all this kind of, well, then, you know, yeah, you know. That's an evil experience, and you're not conscious in that. You're just, I don't know. It's not a good look. It's just not a good look. But when you go the path and you submit to the path, and I'm not talking about religious, oh, you got saved at church. I'm not talking about that. I don't know. I don't know a church person that can say they don't desire anything or they have been. I don't know one. Not one. And it's not to talk about it. It's like, it's beyond that. It is beyond that. It's beyond the brick and mortar. That's what I'll say. And that's God's will.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And I mean, I'm there. I'm, like I said, it took me a second. I went there, you know, some stuff was going on. And like I said, if I can get through and do all the stuff that I've done and keep it moving, and that's my thing. I keep it moving. I keep smiling, even when you think you got me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not letting nobody take me out of who I am anymore. You know, I've been talked off the ledge. Hello? 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 Hello?
Dr. Prince.
Did we lose Dr. Prince? He lost it. And it's 8:21. Yeah. What time does the show end?
It usually goes to 8:30. Should be, okay. Just they got to like 3 hours, so we got 11 minutes.
All right, so you
I
know,
think
that was good, Jackie. Off. That was good. So you got it in on Jay Rob's show. I just want you to know, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, sister to sister. I just letting you know, I'm coming for you. Coming for you. That's all you need to know is I'm coming for you.
I had to get you one last.
Yeah, I'm coming for you. It's
yep. It's, get it.
Everybody else is like,
huh?
Mm-hmm. Is Robert still in? Who's running the switchboard? What's going on?
Bob. I don't know. Rob, you're there?
Ho! Maybe. Yeah, well, it's Cassandra Calloway and Rich Sister. My show is called Calliewood, and you can go to CassandraCalloway.com and find out all the information. Starting in January 2014, a whole bunch of new segments. Because what I'm doing is I'm trying to direct the traffic from Facebook to CassandraCalloway.com. So if you want to see a fly on the wall, if you want to see Feed the Street videos, you have to go to CassandraCalloway.com starting January 2014. Hip Hop Wednesdays. If you want to see who I'm honoring on Hip Hop Wednesdays, your favorite hip hop artist on Hip Hop Wednesdays, go to CassandraCalloway.com. This is how we make it happen. How you get down, Jackie?
You check me out, Thought Provision, Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Thought Provision. You can check me out also every second third Sunday on Calliewood, also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Calliewood.
Oh, yes, Calliewood Nation, holding down the last 10 minutes for Sister to Sister today.
It is now officially a Cali Jet.
Exactly. We just... It's a Cali Thoughts Division Jack. So we just holding the chat. And what's the deal is Rich Sister, Princess Adelia's probably called back in, and they probably haven't opened up her phone line, so we just holding it down. So she will be on live on the Caliwood Nation this Saturday, letting everybody know about her amazing event that she's got popping off on the 9th of December. So we holding it down for you, sister. You sitting over there like wishing you could get in. You double dutching. She's sitting over there like, can't believe I can't get in. Where's Jay? What's going on? Sister to sister, it's just Cassandra and Rich Sister. We holding you down. We holding you down. Got approximately maybe 9 minutes left to this, I was getting ready to say, to this Caliosity, to the sister to sister, to the sister-osity that we put down. You know what I'm saying? You know, what it takes to do. We're about to do the do-over party. So when you listen to this in the rewind, if you listen to it before 3 p.m. on Saturday, which would be December 7th, you want to be on my exclusive VIP free list before 10, and that means the guest list closes at 10. After that, it's $10 from 11 on, and I don't know what they're charging after that. So get there to be free before 10 p.m. We're making it happen. Trip, I don't even know the name of the place. All I know is that So we can do a do-over party because something's going on.
Yeah, because that. Yeah, we need a do-over.
We need
to thank whoever that was that called you.
Joe Jones. I know his name is Joe Jones, and Joe and I have known each other for years, and he's actually wants to do some stuff next year, like maybe host like once a month doing the show live from his venue.
I pulled it up.
Where are we gonna be on Saturday that you had to find out on Facebook this morning?
Very heard about that. So if you are in the city of Los Angeles, like for you to come out to Cassandra Calloway's 50th birthday party taking place this coming Saturday, December the 7th, 2013, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Like she said, it's free to get in up until 10 o'clock, and then after that, $10. To get
Wait,
on the
they have to RSVP. They have to RSVP to get.
And you RSVP at info@CassandraCalloway.com. Once again, if you want to come to this great party, RSVP at info@CassandraCalloway place Saturday, December the 7th, 2013 at the Chakra of Beverly Hills, located at 151 South Doheny, that's Dohenny Drive, Beverly Hills, California, 90211. Okay? That is the address, 21 and over, dressy look. If you want to get an idea how to dress, it's a dressy look. And they have a phone number. I'll give you that as well. It's a phone number here. Area code 310-251-7305. Once again, phone number, area code 310-251-7305. But definitely to RSVP, once again, info@CassandraCalloway.com. So hope we'll see you there.
Now, Jackie, are you coming? Because, you know, like I told you, if you would have picked up your phone at 746 and 751, you would not have, and then when I finally talked to you, I forgot why I called you at 746 and 751, because then by then I knew you'd already seen it on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I got to find out on Facebook you have another party, but I'm only good enough for the party on Pico. Beverly Hills.
You don't take me to a Comedy Central, see some weak comedians.
And you know what? And this is what we're going to do. Our Caliwood After Dark Friday night show is, can you make me laugh or can I make you laugh without cussing? Well, we do it every day. So can you make me laugh without cussing? You don't have to cuss. And if you're getting on stage, be prepared, not only with jokes, but your look. You don't get – the first dude that was on stage, you know, we're going to talk about on Friday because we got about, two more minutes left. So we're going to end this show how we think Princess Odelia would end the show, because I think she's probably listening. So – Jackie, I'm gonna let you. You know, I'm gonna give you. You got 1 minute to close out.
Well, just want to say this was a great show. Just God bless those here at the TJRS Network, the J. Ryle, the Mr. Elias, Mama B, Dr. Princess, Ernest, Miss Terry, of course, just everybody. Just thank you for listening. This ends the official Sister to Sister time. Much love to Dr. Princess, if you're listening. And just God bless to everyone out there, and have a wonderful holiday season.
And on that, as if I was this Princess of the Day, I'm going to say like this. First of all, I'm not going to be her right now. I'm going to say, Princess of the Day, happy 44th birthday, and I won't scream your name.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. There's your happy birthday song, okay? You're an amazing woman, and keep doing amazing things, and don't let anything stop you. The sister here on the TGRS Radio Network, I'm Cassandra Calloway, sitting in the cut, one of my dogs running my station. If you want a station, no, because I don't want her to leave me. You know what I'm saying? So watch what we do. This is how we're doing it. Accept me as I am, only then we discover each other. Sit still in what God has given you. Miss Princess Odelia, if you're listening, I hope we have done you justice. Enjoy your birthday. God has made you one incredible woman. I love you. I know Jackie loves you. You love her? Well, I don't love her. You know, I like you. I don't say I love you because, you know, this is like, I think this is the first time I've been on your show. So I'll be like, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I said, nah, she don't love me only on the show. We out of here. Jay, you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay,
I am here.
It's 8:30, so let's say good night.
Good night.
Good night.